Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody today, because I know I wanted to get him on here anyhow. A lot of things been going on, a lot of things that people don't know, but we, a few of us out here sick and trying to get right, getting well. And basically, I was like trying to make sure people know the deal, the real deal. Sometimes you'd be surprised. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it. You try to keep it inside. But some people are going along sick. Some of our races are sick. And I'm not the one that's going to be talking about like religion and stuff, and not getting into all that, but a prayer is needed for a few of us, and I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to be real. Like a whole couple weeks, I've been laying away and not saying anything, but been hurting. But you know what? I wanted to go to the track so bad, I don't care. I'm going to go. Then after that, I said I'll go to the doctors. But it is what it is, and I had the feeling for the longest, but I just didn't really tell nothing. So I needed that little rest to get on ahead and get out of there and go along with it. We also got a few people out there that want to take a prayer for a couple of our racers out there. And I'll tell you straight out, Pee-wee's going to be one of them. EP's one of them. You know, a lot of times you guys might see you guys, people smile, but you really don't know what's really going on. So I'm just going to call him, one of my good friends, because he actually turned around. He always called me up and, you know, I'm going to put him on right quick because he's a good guy. Sometimes you need it, and I'm just being real about it. So that's why I don't go along. I don't mean no harm, but that's the reason why I did this show tonight, to say something. even though I guess some people think I wasn't, but I just wanted to let everybody know. Let me get this number in right quick. And, let me get my son back here right quick for a second. But hold on 1 second, guys. And a lot of times, people don't know, so I just want to make sure we get this in. Can you put this number? For some reason, it wouldn't go through. We put it right here. Right in there.
That number in
there? Yeah, I want to put this number right here. I need to put this number right in and get him in. Got it. Getting them in right now.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's going on?
You're on the radio show, Fat Daddy.
What's that?
Fat Daddy. How's everything?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Okay, that's him. So we got you on the show right quick. And we need a couple people that are in need of prayer. I said, you know, who better than you to say a little prayer with us? Tell them where you're from, anyhow, Jim.
Down Bounce, North Carolina. Stand here at the Lamont Motorsport Speedway.
And,
long friend of Joe's. But way back to first North versus South. I had a little Great Baker right here. He had a little Green Baker. He knocked me off. That's how we become friends.
Yeah.
They said if you can't beat it, you got to join them. So I joined it, son.
I appreciate that, Daddy. But I said we're gonna mess around. We're going to use you as a person to say a prayer for us. We got a couple of our races in need of a prayer right now. And before I start the show, because there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't believe in, but I do believe in.
Right,
and some things I will not tell other people who do believe in, but I'm just being real about it. I keep my prayers. That's how I say I feel. I can keep moving on. So I'm just.
Oh yeah.
I'd like for you to say a prayer for us.
Okay. Well, y'all ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Everybody bow your heads. Dear Father God, we come before you once again with our head bowed, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive for all our sins, Lord. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to just touch each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, you know what I need, Lord. I just ask you just touch everyone from the top of our head. Soles of our feet, Lord. Lord, just embrace us, Lord. Lord, help us to be better people, Lord, as persons, Lord. Father God, I want to tell you, thank you, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord. Lord, this is my prayer for the Father, Son, the Prince, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ. Thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate it. I appreciate that, Fat. I really appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of people that call me and tell me something, and I know a lot of people was trying to call me today, and I couldn't get to your call because a lot of people were telling me what they needed. And what they needed was prayer. And I'm just being real about it.
Right.
A lot of stuff, for example, that you've seen, a couple of the posts that people put down, and
right,
some things
right,
I don't
yeah.
get involved in, and I try not to get involved in. And these are the reasons why I try not to be tagged in nothing on certain things, or I don't want to say about it. But those are things I just don't believe. And certain things like politics and racing don't go. Certain things you don't talk about, like religion, racism, all that, I'm not into that. I don't care if you're black, white, purple, whatever you are, you're a friend. It don't have
that's
to
right.
be.
That's right.
So that's what I'm just talking about. Certain things need to leave alone. If you, a grudge racing family, a grudge racing family. We don't say all grudge races are black. We don't say all grudge races are white. You don't say nothing like that.
One thing about it, now I know Joe, he's not no racist person. Some of his best friends are white people.
Yeah,
I can't say that, but as long as I've been knowing him, you know, he's never been a racist person. So I mean, you know, he's always been straightforward, far as I know. And I've been knowing him for a long time.
I just don't want to get hooked up into stuff like that, and I don't want people tagging
into that.
They wonder why I don't answer the phone or want to do something with that, because that
gets
to me. Cause I'm just real about it, because I know what I call on the man when I need him. I'm just being real. I praise him every morning, that's it. So that's why I don't push it on everybody else, but I know what I do and what to keep. And I would refuse to turn around and not say the name of Jesus in my thing. So I'm just being real about it. It is what it is. I'm not saying it, and I'm not knocking nobody else's religion or anything like that on
right,
the air.
Right.
What you believe
right,
in
right.
is what you believe in, and I have no problem.
That's it.
But I will not let you divide me for something crazy to say something bad
right.
on my name. So
right.
I leave
right.
that alone.
Right.
So that's
right.
the only reason why I turn around and say something about that. Now I'm going to say
right.
about this here with the politics, the whole thing going on. And just to be saying this, and I'm going to be real about it. This grudge game, it is beautiful. Hey, you see the grudge action going on. But please don't fall into the politics, the trap and everything. I've already seen people talking about when we were down there in Florida. And they're saying this one's the bad of the week, that one's bad. That's just opinion. Don't fall into it and get
right.
mad that they didn't call
yeah.
you the bad of the week. I'm just being
yeah,
real
you
about
can't
it.
Do that.
A lot of guys from the DMV that I could have
right.
said that was a bad of a week also. And I'm just
right,
going to call
right.
down some of the honorable mentions to me. And I'm not saying, I think you must have got your door open or something. I hear noises like a car. But this is what I'm going to let y'all know something. I'm going to give you a couple of rundown locals. Jason Gray went out there and he did his thing. He knocked off three people. And I was talking
right.
to him as he was in the lanes. He did his thing. And I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of people just don't know it because a lot of people don't know who you are. So you really ain't
right,
going to get
right.
the recognition because you're not really from down there. They only know
right.
the big name. Now, he did his thing. He could have been one of those guys that could have been one of the things, too. Now,
that's right.
He knocked off with a few people. I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to give you Dino. Dino was a man down there. He went out there, and he knocked off three people. Now, let me just give you...
Right.
some of the people Dino knocked off. He knocked off Buddy Blow. He blocked off the Young Money team. Then he knocked off Little Daryl. Now, he should have been
yeah.
right there. He could have been right there, too. So don't get discouraged because
right,
you done did something and nobody recognized you. Be surprised how many people recognize you because we recognize it. And
right,
don't worry about it. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry. Don't let nothing like
yeah,
that discourage
yeah.
you.
You got to do your thing. You got to keep doing
now,
your thing.
I still ain't finished with a couple other more. We got some more. There's a lot of our guys that came from the DMV that did stuff, and I'm going to tell you right now, Illuminati, plain and simple, gave the man the back tire and went around and then offered everybody at the racetrack one and one. Nobody would fight. Nobody. So to me, he was a bad week, too. So
yeah.
I don't let everybody turn around just because you didn't get something and they ain't recognized. People see what's going on. You ain't got to go out and prove yourself. So, you know, you're
right.
doing anything,
right.
you're doing it. Everybody know what. It's just that certain times it comes with popularity.
That's right, one
thing
right.
I'm saying right now, a lot of guys think the opposite. So we got to
yeah.
keep on moving on with this grudge game. That's why I said politics sometimes don't mix with the grudge race. So leave
right.
some of this stuff alone. I know a lot of other people want to say certain things, different things, but I don't mind them go ahead and come on here and say it. You know, I got no problem
right.
at all. You know, I mean, that man turned around, even offered somebody the break out there. Off now, everybody heard it. So you can't
right.
tell me that man can't be one of the ones like a bear. That's all I can say. I'm just being real about it. Meat from and loose booty. I'm going to tell you, he went out there and knocked off somebody, too. He knocked off a couple. But,
right.
you know, those guys, you guys did great. Keep doing it. The game is there. The game is there. You guys are doing your thing. You will get recognized. Sometimes people just don't know who you are. But
that's
you
it.
Believe it. Believe it or not, your home team is looking at you and saying, man, they represent it well. So I just want to say hats off to each one of those guys that went out there and did their stuff from the DMV. You made us proud, and it was happy just to see that. And I'm saying DMV,
well,
even though I'm from New York, Long Island, it don't matter, because when I go down with you guys, half the time I'm going down with you guys, and I'm having fun.
Well,
so it don't matter. I look at that as part of us. And there's a lot of guys from down south also that I'm good with too, friends too. So it's no big deal, but it's like a family reunion. The problem is we're letting politics start to pull us apart. This is on my side. I'm just being real about it, but I'm hearing. And what I'm seeing, that's what gets everybody because they call. Don't get me wrong. I couldn't talk to everybody. I know everybody was calling me. And it is what it is. I mean, but we have fun. I'm going to tell you how me and Fat Daddy do. He takes the south, I take the north. We turn around. We bet each other all the time. Friendly bet, joking around, goofing off everything. And
all
he was
the time.
The one that turned around last year. I need a little help. And He'll tell you, he said, just like that. I said, man, I got to cook this fish and try to get everything else going. I got a lot of stuff doing at one time. He said, you want me to cook it? I'll go get the stuff. I said, shoot, mm-hmm. if you can take care of it, and guess who cooked the fish for me? So that's what friends are for, man. I'm being real. I appreciate you, Fat Daddy.
You love you. Oh, yeah.
And like I said, you know, Jeff Rogers, all of
mm-hmm.
us are dead, goofing off with you and everything. And
oh, yeah. Well, we had a ball.
You know, yeah. And that's my whole thing.
We had a ball.
Fun. Sometimes people
mm-hmm.
turn around and take it too serious and don't forget all about the fun.
Right.
Like I said, if I can't have fun with it, I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know a lot of people, some people are trying to say something different. And,
you got
and
my
don't
name
get me wrong. You know, I know ain't everything perfect.
What?
But don't let nothing discourage you and just keep it moving.
Yeah,
man.
you can't let nothing discourage you like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because I see it all the time and everybody want to throw a monkey wrench in something and this is just not good. If you know the person lying, don't deal with them no more. That's all. If you're going to talk about crazy stuff, don't come and put me in there. I don't want to be in there. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I believe in it. I mean, I know what I believe in. I got a lot of other things on my mind, too. And, you know, I mean, let me just tell you something right now. When I say health-wise, I say health-wise. Sometimes I'll be getting these shows ready, but the shows make me feel good. When I can turn around and see somebody I ain't seen them on, have me laughing and joking, oh, man, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's reality. You just come back and say, okay, I'm good. I'm having fun. I'm going on around. Going home now. I'll see y'all later. Hope to see y'all next one.
Yeah.
And that's how
it
be.
Exactly.
So a lot of times they take the fun out of it, and they messing up. And so I'm just going to be real.
Hey,
Joe, now,
I'm
going to
click up. I ain't
going to
hang up. I'm
going to
click up. I ain't going to hang up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to hang up? Okay. I got a lot of people on here right now, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of guys is ready to race. A lot of guys looking for grudge action for the North versus South. I know a lot of guys called me today, and I said I had to get off the phone. I'm sorry. I got to call back to the doctor, back and forth. So I just got to make sure I take care of certain things before I can get everything right. So that's my whole problem, just let everybody know ahead of time. After that, we good. So I'm just going to let y'all know things are good, going to be good, and we're going to make it. And I'm going to just say I'm going to keep doing what I do. But I'm going to open up the lines now because I know some people – well, telling me they want to call people out and want to race and everything else. I said they can do it on the show tonight. But like I said, this is my topic tonight. And if anybody want to dispute that, if they think, no, that's not right, hey, come on out in here. Let's discuss it. Because I think it's just bad when you turn around. Certain things need to be let go. Shouldn't be out there. So I'm going to open up this first mic anyhow. And you can stay on, Fat Daddy, and listen to these guys or whatever. You know,
oh, yeah.
If you want to jump,
oh, yeah, I'm
jump
listening.
In. All right,
okay,
so I'm going to open up this first mic right now. I think I know who this is, too. 631-4649, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, this is Kenny Mack.
What's going on, Kenny?
That man, Walter Man, called me last week and told me I better not call him out on the show. So I want to make this official. I'm calling Walter Man out for Galat.
You call Walter Man out for Glock.
Wait, what?
That's what we need to know. What car are you talking about?
With the Chevelle. The Chevelle and my Duster.
Against what, though?
Against
your
Walter
Duster?
Man Chevelle. With my Duster.
Against your Duster?
Yep.
Hmm.
Head up.
Okay. And he told you not to call him out?
He said, I better not call him out on the show. I said, Walter, I will call you out. He said, I was scared to call him out. But could you get Mr. Walter Man on the phone and let him know he got a call out?
Okay. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, Kenny. I'm going to definitely, I ain't see him on there. Walter Man, if you here, you can hit the one button because Kenny's on here, so. It's the one button. I see it. Oh, yes, he hit it. Hold on. I go skip, and I'll come right back to the rest of you guys. I just want to make sure they clear the air with them, too, first. 770-6167. Your mic is open.
Oh, what's up there, Joe?
How you doing? Fat Albert, Mike. Your mic is open also. I just make sure
Yeah, I was trying to text Walter. I was trying to text Walter. If you get a text, it's me. I text you that somebody was calling you out. So that was me, Walter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, Joe, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let that clown know right now. Only he only show running them fat lips he got. Because he know I don't have my car back in my possession. When I get my car back in my possession, then me and him can lock in. He knows that. That's the only reason he get running them lips.
That's the only reason why he run the lips.
That's the only reason.
Your car getting painted, Walt. I mean, you said that on the show. Ain't your car getting painted or something?
Right, it's getting painted. He knows that. So that's the only reason he on this show.
So just tell me something. Now, Walter, I got to ask you because I know they're going to mess around, going to ask me at the end, well, why couldn't you ain't ask me? Okay, if your car was painted, you would lock him in, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. Matter of fact, before it ran before. If I run PBY, the devil, I wouldn't run him.
Ooh.
To me, he's a nobody.
That painting will make that regular motherfucker run no faster.
Well, it might not make it run no faster, but make it look a whole lot better.
I know. Well, I was told it after Walter doing it. They said, Walter ain't doing it with talking. He ain't going to run no faster. That car been in the shop for 6 months.
Well, number one, you're right about that. And I'm more mad about that than you are. So, I mean, it is what it is. I just got waiting until I get it back.
Mm-hmm. So, Kenny, you know what Walter said. As soon as he gets the car back from paint shop, you can go ahead and get it then.
Well, they gonna do that.
I mean, he was running his mouth and all this same token before he wanted to rerun with Weeby. Weeby car still running. Weeby will lock you in. See,
Weeby
car that got as best of the car, he don't want to run. Soon I get that car back, he ain't gonna run. He come up all kinds of excuses. I'm trying to sell the car. Jason, the Jersey. I live in Alabama
now. I'll take the head of brake from your black car. Now what?
Look here. You so tough, run the head up.
Huh? Why am I going to run a chassis
car
head up?
You so tough, run the head up. I ain't calling you out. You calling me out.
A single four barrel.
I don't care about you. You got plenty. Look here, let me tell you how. Look here. I didn't buy the owner's turnaround. It's still selling every day. Don't come to me crying for what you got.
You're not going
to
run
You bought what you paid. You got what you paid for.
Huh?
You got what you paid for.
Oh, damn.
So, Joe, is that a fair race?
Joe, say
I can't get involved in nobody racing. I gotta be biased.
Right now, if I call Illuminati out,
I'll take the head up race.
Right, if I call Illuminati out, I ain't got no business begging. Cause I call them out. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta agree with you on that.
He called me up last week, asked me what I come to his show and race him. Now he's talking about I won't do this, I won't do that. I'll take the head up break from your black car.
Oh, so you trying to say that Walter called you out already?
Yeah, he's talking about he was running me with that Chevelle. So now he's saying the Chevelle ain't
And what did
so
I tell you last
take,
week?
I'll
I tell you,
last time
I get that car back in my possession, I was going to lock you in. Why would I give you
we'll
the brake when
the
I got a car to run your head up with? Why would I run? Why would I give you the brake when I got a car to run your head up
with?
Well, right now, Kenny, I know how you operate now. When it's snow on the ground, that's when you want to run.
No, we running for, we lock it in for March. That's what we lock it in.
You know. After Christmas holiday, you probably hear no more from you.
At the lot, and then I turn around and run you again at your show.
I'm not having a show, Kenny. You can't run at my show.
I'm kidding.
One.
You're not having a show, and you ain't going to race. All right. All right, Joe, you can move on. He ain't going to race nobody. He ain't doing nothing but talking. He just like to be on the phone.
There's a lot of guys that are called that are running right now. You don't know nobody that didn't call out?
Nah, I want you. You're the one who was talking about you going to whoop me last week.
I think you the one kept calling me, and I kept hanging up on you.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hey, Jason, you there? Jason
can never tell you. I bet you Jason can't tell you.
He ain't on his Jason. Is he on your phone?
He ain't on his.
He's on my phone.
His phone is messed up. He's on mine.
I'm here.
Hey, Jason,
Walter
not
calling
me out.
Hold on, Jason.
Huh?
Do you actually be called Kenny? Yes or no?
You say you want to run him at your show?
No. Kenny said I call him. Do you actually be called Kenny?
Did you call him?
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Kenny jump up back and forward, this and that. Number one, hey, Kenny, wait until the snow gets off the ground. Wait till next year. You know, I mean, you had all year to run. You ain't ran nobody, and all of a sudden now it's winter time. You want to run.
No, I'm waiting. I'm getting ready like everybody else to lock in a race for March. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't lock in that way, Kenny. When I lock in, I got to climb my possession. If I run Pee Wee, what the devil, I wouldn't run you. And I know you ain't no match for me or Pee Wee.
Huh?
You ain't no match for me or Pee Wee.
Now, I got to ask you this now while I'm here, because is it true that you're supposed to run Pee Wee again?
That is my intention anyway.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I keep hearing that one pop up, too. They've been asking.
Yeah, that's my intention.
Okay. All right, well, hold on a second, y'all, because I got to make sure I open up a couple of these mics.
If that's my intention to run in Pee Wee, what if they were a little like I'm scared of him or nobody?
Damn. Okay.
Walter ain't
coming.
I don't know. All people are going right now. Tom
could get a fellow lips. Oh, Fat Albert, why you here on the thing? Why you here, Fat Albert? I heard all kinds of stories. Now, I'm not going to lie. I heard a couple stories, you know, and I was there to witness it when we was down in Florida. The man got on the mic and told anybody at the track today got 1-1.
1-1.
Any car that was at that track. Then he even offered one man the break of the tires. Now, you can't say he ain't the baddest, one of the baddest no-time cars there is if he offered everybody at the track that, and even offered the van the break.
Everybody was begging for the 1-1, but before he made that pass, everybody wanted the 1-1. After he made the pass, he said, give it to anybody on the property. Not nay one of them stepped up.
I'm telling you, Wicked Bird actually said, offered everybody 1-1, plus he turned around and said, hey, even give what's the name the break. I forgot who it was, but they said they'll give them the break. I was like, God, dog. Now, I ain't going to lie, so if I was one of them cars over there, I'd have been begging for, give me the break and something else, because he was really hot nuts. He was ready to roll.
Yeah,
I'm quite sure somebody would have been. And then I heard something else today. Mark me if I'm wrong. Did he offer Jeff Rogers 1-1?
Yes, sir. He was on my morning show. You know, I got a morning show every morning. And he got a little cocky, so I snuck off the show and called Jeff. And Jeff, he feeling himself. And so Jeff called back, and he told me he got the 1-1.
I'd have been Jeff. I said, I need a 1 in the break in the tire. Nah, let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't asking for it. Jeff ain't say nothing.
Jeff said, keep the 1-1. Just let me leave.
Oh, he did?
Then Jeff told me, I said, yeah, Jeff, I tell you what. Give me everything, and I'll run you with the small block. Well, cash is clean.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, sir. Jeff ain't back
glad.
Out. Jeff,
you better
Jeff
be glad Mr. Thompson didn't hear that.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. When I'm telling you, I tell you, I know it's probably Keenan on the phone, but I'm telling you right now, the owner ain't no joke. He actually turned around and he actually went to the bear. He went to the bear the week and told the bear and offered them if they go back out there. And they still didn't want to go. They went and changed tires, put 315s on the car, and he still was trying to, he wanted them bad. Now, I ain't here no more. They've been quiet about that. Nobody want to talk about that. That's why I said you cannot turn around. Like when somebody go and say stuff like that, you got to say who the real bad is. Let's be real. You got to say who the real bad is. That's all to it. That man is definitely the bad. That man is definitely, I give him props all around.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, okay, all right. What it is. Okay, you take, okay, 50 Grand called me last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 50 would tell you, he didn't want to lock me in last night for your show. Mm-hmm. Motor to Nitrous, which, like I told 50, he can get there anytime. I said, but 50, until I get a car back in my possession, I'm not going to lock you in. To me, I feel like that's an easy race for me. If I didn't lock that in, why would I turn around this other clown get up here and you know, kind of act like he wants the race?
I knew that was coming.
There's a walk man trying to talk his way out of a race, trying to make himself look good.
I'm trying to say to you, if I didn't lock 15, which is a good, easy race,
walk
I felt for me, right, because I don't have a car in my possession. And I told 50, wait until I get the car back. And then we can lock the whole party. Yeah, I'm scared. Every fight you ever been, I ain't never know you win, they win yet.
That's all right. I'm going to win that
first
one. I'm going
to first try to get down the track two times back to back.
Why are you worried about me getting down the track?
Because I don't
hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me talk.
If you think I can't get down the track.
Hold on, let me make sure I open some of these mics because people flashing me, and I got to make sure I open their mics up. Hold on 1 second because I want to make sure they don't think I'm skipping over nobody. Let me just make sure I open up their mic. 516-7295, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? This 50 Grand.
What's going on,
50? What's up, 50? Mr. Walter, man? I heard my name. Why do you say I'm so easy? I called you for
it. No, listen to me, 50.
We didn't call
me. I said to Fifth, I said to you, I feel like it's easy, but I wouldn't even lock you in. What did I tell you last night?
You wouldn't even lock me in.
I said, wait until I get my car back.
Tell the truth. You ain't said it was easy you're going to lock me in. You said you couldn't get your car because your car being painted.
That's right.
Is that what you told me?
I said, well, I get the car back.
We're talking about your Chevelle, right? Come up. You just talking about your Chevelle, right?
Yes, I know you're running the Camaro.
So what about your Malibu? I run your Malibu. It ain't in the shop.
No, look. I'm gonna run the car that I got.
But see, that's the point I'm saying. Don't say I'm so easy. I'm calling you for a reason. You ain't calling me. If you're gonna talk nice about me, just talk nice about me. I won't have to get on the fucking show. I got on the show because you said, "Oh, it's easy," but I don't want to lock him in the house.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
Hold on, Victor.
What?
Victor, I gotta keep it down the middle. I gotta keep it. He didn't say that. He said he felt like it was easy. He didn't call you.
Right.
He said, in my opinion, I felt like it's an easy race. So if I wouldn't walk lock 50 in, why would I lock this guy in? That's what he said. 50.
He said, why would I lock that up? He said, if I ain't locked 50 in, why would I lock this other clown in?
That's
the
what
other
I'm
clown.
Saying. I feel like
that
your race is a whole lot easier race. Because
I don't
have a car back in my possession.
Hey, Fat Albert saved you. Okay, I'm going to get off you. Well, anyway, how you boys doing, man? Hey, Kenny, I understand what you're saying. Get that clown
off
the phone.
I ain't talking no Kim. I'm talking
about who the fuck locks in 2,000? Tell me who. Besides a clown. You call Kenny a clown. I'm going to call you a clown now.
I'll say 1,000.
One thing about me, I don't do what a motherfucker tell me to do. That's first thing, first and foremost. But anyway, I was about to say something. All those people. Hey, Joe, mute his mic for a minute. Mute his mic for a minute. Let me talk what I want to talk. My voice ain't going to let me outtalk him. Put him on mute for 2 minutes.
Hold on, let me say something. Then you can talk over the whole show
because I'm getting out of here. Y'all said something about people that need prayer, right? I like to say one thing. I want to give them prayers to all those racists who need it, and I understand what you're saying. And I'm going to actually give one to Wolfman because he needs one too. And I'm going to say good night.
I take all prayers.
Oh, you should.
I just sent you a nice prayer,
Wolfman. I just sent you a nice prayer.
That one thing. Okay. That one thing. I ain't too big. I won't take it.
Okay. But anyway,
hey,
I'm going to play my number. I hope
in,
I hit. Yes, sir.
He said locking 1,000 on 2,000, and he'll lock
in
now.
Okay, let's lock in. I'm locking him in with Kenny Carr. Kenny told me I can lock him in with his car. It's a bet. Lock in. We locking in with Kenny Carr. It's a bet, motherfucker.
Joe, go ahead and send this, Joe. Joe, go ahead and send this.
You see what I'm saying? Kenny said lock you in with his car.
I just got a text.
Kenny said lock you in with his car.
I'm talking about running you is very easy. If I don't get the contact the day before, I know running you is easy.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
So you want to lock in? You want to lock in? I'm running motor, you run nitrous. Okay, I'm running nitrous and you running motor. Right?
Right.
With your Malibu, right? What car are we talking, my man?
What car did you talk about last night?
No, it's a different night tonight.
You said your car was in the shop last night. And I said you was in the shop. I didn't want to lock you in.
Make it clear then. We're on the show now. It was me and you talking. Make it clear now what car you talking about. You got three cars.
So why wouldn't we talk about it now?
Okay. So let's run your Chevelle. Hey, Joe, can we cash out you this money? Can we cash up Joe $1,000? I got my phone in my hand. I'm going to cash up him.
You're talking about gangster shit.
Come on.
I can cash him tonight.
Let's lock in tonight. Forget about the whole 2000. Let's cash it. You're trying to talk like you're the only one got money, motherfucker. They make money for people that work. Don't forget that part. Lock in that $1,000. Let's cash up that $1,000 tonight. Because I don't want you calling me up on the side, boss.
Tomorrow I will find somebody to have cash out.
Well, guess what? Call me tomorrow.
I don't have cash out. Tomorrow I will find somebody to have cash out. Tell me what you got.
Well, I tell you what. Make a phone call now while I'm on the phone.
Joe. Let's get it straight right now. Let's get it straight right now. You're coming with a beer at motor, correct?
No, I didn't tell you what the fuck I'm coming with. I didn't tell you that.
Joe, go ahead.
I did not tell you that. How the fuck would I run you with a Buick motor? You sound stupid.
But that's what you told me last night.
Well, today is a different day. Anything can happen overnight. Don't you switch motors overnight?
No, I don't.
Clown? You just told the man he was a clown.
No, I don't switch.
And you sound like a clown. Come on.
If I don't get the car back to a day before, he's easy.
Hey, Kenny. Yeah, this helped you out, Kenny. You see what I mean? He's a bullshitter. Bullshit artist. I should pay him for this. It's time.
No, he can't get the car back, but he want to jump on you.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't want to jump on him.
Because he's thinking of
jump on him. Because, number one, if you had your ears clean out, you heard from the get-go. I said last night I wouldn't even lock in 50 because I didn't have a car. What did he just say?
Yeah, that's what you said.
He said I didn't have a car. That the whole part, right? But when you say you're going to... I told you could, use my car, and he's going to talk about, no, he can't get the car now. Can't get the car out of the shop.
Oh, boy.
Kenny, that became lock my black car in. I ain't got that at the shop neither. Lock that in.
I told you. Lock my black car.
We can lock it in right now. Lock my black car. We can lock it in right now.
I'll take the head up break.
I get you. That's the only way you're gonna get it, is take it.
That's the only way I'm gonna run you. I'm gonna run the chassis car head
all
up
right,
a fucking back.
There's nothing to talk about then. Nothing to talk about.
That's why I said you don't want no fast car. You don't want to run nobody. If that's the case, fuck it. We'll run you with Jason car head up. That's fair.
You the one want to run me. I ain't talking about running
you. There you go, ducking and dodging. You should have been a boxer good as you duck and dodge. You would have never got
hit. Okay.
Hold on, y'all. I got to open up another mic. Hold on 1 second. Let me open up this mic.
Yeah, open up a mic, Joe, because I can't stop laughing. God damn.
201-9355. Your mic is open.
What's up, guys?
201-9355. Your mic is open.
Techwin, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
How's everybody?
What's going on, Cliffy?
What's going on?
Not too much. Hey, listen, you know what? I'm sitting here listening, and I always get disturbed at some shit, you know, but when I get disturbed, it's between me. But some of the tactics that get used is, you know what, it's full of shit. I'm going to say it that way. It's full of shit. And you know, and I'm not pointing nobody out in particular. I'm just pointing out the tactics that's full of shit. When a motherfucker tell you they want to lock in, ain't nothing about that no clown shit. That means dig in your pocket or say yes or no. Ain't nothing about that no clown shit. When a motherfucker say too much money and I say I ain't got that much money, but what I got, the money's still green. No matter if you got more than I could put up, than I could put up, it's still green. You either say yes or no. If your car ain't gonna match mine in your head, we ain't got to sit there and discuss on this big ass radio show why you can't race me the way I'm asking you that I need to race you. We don't need to discuss that. We can say, you know what, I'll call you later and I'll tell you why. Because once you tell me why you can't race me, start telling me what I got. Now, every fucking body who's listening, and God knows who that is, now they hear too. Now everybody whispering when the night is over. The tactics is fucked up. Now, we got races. We got another season coming up, God willing. It's people planning on racing. It's people planning on coming. It's people planning on talking shit, rather they race or not. It's people that ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
Well said, Cliff.
Well, I ain't finished. Now, with that being said, if you want to lock in, that's the way. People say, I don't lock in that goddamn far. That's too goddamn far. Well, if you think you're going to still race and you think God's going to spare your life, then you know what? Go for it. You know what? I put a little something on it. We can lock this in. I put a little something on this. And then you know what? We'll put a little something on it or better. But you know what? A little something is on it. Now you're locked in. Ain't no clown shit about that. But you know what? For motherfuckers sit there and say, why they wouldn't do this, and this ain't aimed at nobody now, y'all. Hear me now, because don't let your mind go wandering. Don't nobody know why you would or wouldn't do something. That's only in your mind. You only know why you would or wouldn't. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. All you got to do is say yes or no. Motherfuckers got a problem nowadays with saying that. And if they don't want to say yes or no, now they want to go say a number that, you know what, they know a person in reality is going to be realistic and not take it. But so you know what? These bullshit tactics, and that's what I call it, ain't nothing about being a clown when a motherfucker say lock in. Period. If you say a higher number and the person got a lower number, then you know what? Y'all should try to reach some agreement. If somebody got something on their car or their car's a certain way where you don't think you can reach it, then say, you know what? Call me later and I'm going to tell you why I can't give you that or why I don't think you deserve that. But I'm not going to sit here and spit your business, even if it is your business, right over. If it is or isn't, I'm not going to sit here and speculate why I can't give you this or why you don't need that. That's the bullshit tactic. And you know what? 2022 coming in, you know, maybe some people should try to change that, because you know what? Hey, that's some tactics I feel is fucked up. And that clown shit, once again, that's some shit right there where I think a motherfucker want to stay away. They use that word. You understand? And that's the way I feel about it. If you're going to lock in, what the fuck you get on the show for? To talk shit? This is the Get Busy show. Get busy, y'all, as Fred Wheatley would say it. And that's all I got to say until somebody says something I don't like.
Okay. Okay. hold on a second. I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics and they can get me up. About how will you start shit? 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Boy, oh boy.
336-9816. Your mic is open.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. That's Butch Woods.
Yeah. How y'all doing out there in Grudge Race Land? How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man, hanging in there, hanging in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this question, Joe and Fat Albert. What do y'all gather when the man go buy a car to run you, but before he go buy the car, he always calling your shit junk, and then now he done bought the car to run you, and now you're on his fucking knees begging? What you call that?
Huh?
Somebody that ain't sure they stuff for sure. You know.
They went and bought the car to run you, and now they beg.
Wait a minute, he went and bought the car, but now he calling your shit junk, but now he calling you begging.
But he begging.
Yeah.
You can't call another man car junk when you
junk.
got to ask for something. That's how I look at it.
I didn't call his car junk. He called my shit junk. He said all I got is junk.
But that's what I'm trying to say. So if he calling your stuff junk, but he got to beg to race you.
It seems like his car is junk.
Yeah,
because he's a car. He can't
be saying nothing.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And before we get off this topic, I want to make sure, too, any one of y'all got anything to say about the topic tonight, because I really have to touch on it, because to me, I think we shine away from the grudge, Grayson, on certain things. There's certain things we don't need to be talking about. Just keep it a grudge, and that's it. There's no need in going to this politics. A lot of people into this politics too much.
Yeah,
we
like
don't need
said,
it.
Joe, that bear of the week shit is just an opinion. And everybody is fans. And that, so don't let it distract you, mate. Get that money when you win your race. You got that satisfaction. You just whipped his ass and got his money. Take that with you. That's your trophy right there when you count his money in your pocket. Don't even worry about that.
You know, politics, you do what you want. But it is a lot of other game going. And I'm just being real about it. That's just like... You know, I see guys touching on a subject where I'm not going to touch on it, because basically it's not my place to be touching on certain things. I believe in certain things. You believe in certain things, and that's all to it. And that's all. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to turn around and down your thing, what you believe in. So that's why I want to make sure everybody knows that. You know, I got pulled into something, and I'm just being real about it. I'm just saying straight out how it is. You know, it is what it is. I'll give you my opinion about, you know, what I. If you want to know what I believe in, I believe in. And that subject was when they talked about God. You know what I mean? I just don't believe in.
Right.
I'm not downing. You can hang that up. Me saying something bad on God. That's one man I fear. So I'm just letting you know.
Right.
I don't believe in that. Right. So don't put me into nothing like that. You'll never hear me talk about nobody's religion or nothing.
That's right. Who called you God junk? That's what I
want to
know.
That's why 3 minutes ago, that's why I said I take all prayers. Anytime a man got a prayer to give, I accept it.
You have to.
Oh, yeah, you and me both.
Mm-hmm. You have to. You can't. And, then, you know, I'm not going to.
A couple of them guys
in
my
brother
called my car junk. That's what it was. A couple of guys in my runner called my car junk.
Come on now, you put that out there. Now you got to go ahead and put the name out.
No. He might, but you know what? He needs some help with this one. Butchie, what do you think your car is?
My car is my car. Whatever y'all think about my car, don't matter to me.
That's right.
So you know what? There's the answer right there. So anybody who calls your car anything other than the way you feel about it, that's when you're supposed to tell them to come on. Or they supposed to tell you to come on, and you know what? then y'all get it on. Now, if that don't happen, everything else is irrelevant. It's conversation. It's just somebody trying to look bad in a fucked up neighborhood. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, and that's shit. Look bad.
It's the tactics, man. People got fucked up tactics, you know, to run away from shit, and then they want to use the fucked up tactics to try to put a rope around you. You know what? It ain't that serious.
So,
either
so why don't you just tell that man, let's call your car junk, run your heads up, let's go. You call me out, let's run heads up then.
Yes.
I don't think you can run them heads up. Tell them what you need.
And Joe, another thing, when a person calls you, when a person calls you out, number one, when they call you out, don't go holler about run this car, run that car, and they don't own them car. Anybody can go get somebody else's car and say run that car.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
run
can.
Your own stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, boy. You get right on the head. You hit the head right on the nail. Good God Almighty. As soon as they
now,
start talking about running me, oh man, run this one, run that one.
Well, well come on, Bougie, let's hear what the man, which one that told you he wanted, he called you got junk that want to run you, that wants something.
Big Earl and OC. Big Earl and OC.
Well, Big Earl and OC. You know, if Dave was around, what Dave would have told you? What Dave would have said? Mm. Let's go heads up.
You know what he would have said.
You call the man car junk, you ask him to run, let's go heads up. It is what it is. You know and I know he would have said it. Come on now.
Yeah, he would have said it.
He would have said it.
He sure would.
And he would have got that race, too. But hold on one second, because I got to open up these. I got like 5 or 6 mics all in a row waiting. Hold. Let me just open up a couple of these. Let me open this mic up here. 484-8596, your mic is open.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Let me hear you.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Civil Hulk. Good afternoon. All right. Hey, Cliffy.
Yeah, man.
Cliff?
Yeah, what's happening?
You said you want to lock in. Somebody, this is a show to lock in, right? I want to lock you in.
Said,
I drive my car. Hold it. I drive my car, my white Mustang, small blocks, on motor.
Okay.
What you want to do?
Nothing. End of story.
See
how fucking
easy
that was? See how fucking easy
that
was, everybody who's listening?
Yeah, that was easy, Cliff. Yeah, you said no, move on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So open up another mic.
Hold on. Damn, that was
cool.
I guess the man 6149,
your mic is open.
Damn. Hey, what's going on, people?
What's going on, James?
Hey, not too much. Hey, man. I try not to talk that religion and that politics.
Right.
And when somebody on my page come up and they start talking that politics stuff, I delete their ass. You know, I get rid of them because I get tired of seeing it.
Yes.
I don't talk religion and politics with people because people get mad.
Mm-hmm.
About their religion versus another one. So
right.
It don't make no sense to talk about it.
Because there's no right and wrong in religion. I can't tell you what to believe, and you can't tell me what to believe. So why argue about it?
Right.
There's no right and wrong. You believe what you want, and I believe what I want. So that's not. Let's talk about race cars and lead a religion, like you said, religion and politics out of it.
Yeah, because I had. Don't get me wrong. Everybody been getting phone calls like left and right, and I just want to nip it in the bud. I don't want to be putting that in there. I'm just being real about it. I'm not going to turn around and go back and forth. But I also ain't going to let you talk about my religion either. So I'm just being real about it. That's the reason I'd rather just stay away and not even talk. I'm not going to let
it
you
is.
Tell me that your God you serve don't ain't no good. All that, you know what I mean? Nothing like that. I'm going to hear it. We better off not talking about it. Leave it alone. Walk away.
Right.
That's how you're supposed to. I mean, that's all to it. That's why when they went to get me into that conversation, I didn't want to be in no in nothing like that. You know?
Joe, I gotta say that was the quickest rejection decline of a race. It went down in 3.3 seconds. No.
Well, you know, now he gets to stand there in the corner by his damn self and figure out what the fuck he needs to do.
No, I don't. Hey, Clint.
Yeah, man.
All right. You called me out a long time ago. You said you ain't giving shit about this.
I never called.
You did,
no,
though. Yes, you
lie.
Had.
You're telling a lie.
You tell a goddamn lie. You said, you said you don't give a goddamn thing about a big block Ford. Now I come with a small block Ford on motor. You can shoot your shit. You can shoot your shit. I drive my shit, and I ain't drive over 30 goddamn years. But for your ass, I will get in the car for your much.
Well, listen, you know what? Everything sounds nice, Silverhawk. But once again, you can't tell me when I told you I want to lock you in, because you know what? I told you on the computer, I don't know a damn thing about you. And I still remain to keep that the same way. I stand firm on that. You told me No, I don't remember. And once I tell you I don't remember.
You don't remember coming on Jell-O Street?
I just told you, no, you want me to spell it? Because you look like your
word
is hard. And my brain is soft. So which one is it?
So, in other words, you don't know me.
I know you. I know you because we have said hello and hi and bye. That's about it, brother. If you tell me it went further than that, I'm going to tell you still not telling the truth.
Silverhawk.
Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That man got on here last week and was acting like a bear. He didn't care what you got in. As long
Thank
as
you
was driving. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
when you
it changed,
that,
yeah,
he
it,
said,
yeah, it changed.
He said,
yeah, it changed.
What color is
yeah,
it?
It changed.
What color
yeah,
is
it? Yeah, it changed. Okay,
you
so
know
now,
why?
Now what's the big
You
deal?
Know why?
It
you
don't
know why?
Why? It don't matter why.
You know why? I'm
going to
tell you why.
It don't matter why.
I'm going to tell you why. He went around and asked about me. That's what it was.
You out your mind, I believe.
That's what you did.
That's what
you
I believe.
You went around and asked about me.
I could be wrong. That's why I say I believe you out your mind. I could be wrong now, but I believe you out your mind.
So last week,
Listen, all you have to do is listen at what I'm telling you, and then all the maybes and the mics is ended. I'm sitting here telling you, last week I said what I said, and this week I'm saying what I'm saying, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Well, I tell you what, you got jumped.
I got what?
Yeah, you got jumped.
I got. That's all
you
right.
You got
saying.
Jumped.
Oh,
right.
Wow. And
now
guess,
run me head
what?
Up. You got jumped.
Let me
hey,
tell you something.
Yeah.
I like my jump. I like
yeah,
my jump.
Yeah, come on, Walter. Come on, Walter.
I'm gonna ask you a question now. That's what I just want to know. By me telling the guy to lock in 1,000 on two, do you think I was wrong with the distance that both of us had to come?
Well, see, you didn't clarify that, bro. You know, y'all both got the – yo, listen, I'm jumping in on that one.
Hold on. I'm asking Joe and Fed out.
No, I
ask me
to. No, well, in my opinion, no, I don't. When you say 1,000 on 2,000, you like, I don't care if I get the car a day before the race. I'm
right.
Hey, I don't think you did nothing wrong. You said, I don't care if I get a day before the race.
So why would I lock in?
I mean, if it was something, I guess if he,
if
you know, if you know
a
guy don't talk on money like that, then that'd be something different. That's all.
You always start off
when you negotiate from that.
Do what you do.
That's how I look.
You keep saying, You keep saying, why would I do that? Does everybody know why you would do what you do?
I'm talking to people that know. I'm talking to people that know about drag racing. Not nobody just trying to learn
shit
about drag racing.
Well, you know what? There's a psychological word used for what you're trying to do.
That's why I asked Joe and I asked Fat Albert.
Okay.
I told you,
I'm jumping in. Now, if you don't want me to jump in, you didn't need your two cents in it.
Why would I lock in $500 and call you $1,000? Now, I keep quiet.
Because you say you don't need
it.
Thank you. Now,
I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Hey, Walter, man.
Yes.
What are we going to do with that Chevelle, man? I've been asking for a couple of years now. What's going on?
Who is this?
That, not the Chevelle, the Malibu. This is James.
Well, James, like I always said, from day one, for the last 10 years, you have never heard me say or speak on that of Malibu. I only speak on the Chevelle and the Camaro. I'm not saying you probably didn't hear me, but anybody that's on the show would tell you, I don't speak on that particular car.
I thought that was one of your three cars. I thought, you know,
it's one of my son's cars, yes. But he's not into it like me and my other son.
Oh.
Well, hold on a second, you guys. I had to make sure I open this mic up. 443-4219, your mic is open.
Joe, what y'all doing, man?
Not much. What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, man.
Listen, about this religious shit. I can't make you think what you want to think, and you can't make me think what I want to think. But I do think this. If that fucking Illuminati gives me everything in drag race with that small block, I'll run over top of that motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Call Illuminati up here. I'm running with that small block. Good morning,
Now we're getting somewhere.
Call Dave Thomas. You better come directly to Dave.
Hey, listen, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if I'm wrong here. Listen. Tell me if I'm wrong. He got 315. Mm-hmm. I got 28. So that's worth the back tire. Now, he got a full outblown carbon fiber pro mod. I got a Mustang steel quarters and all that bullshit. So that's worth a click.
Hey.
Hold on.
Don't talk about parts.
He got a big block. I got a small block.
I know what you're saying, but they're supposed to talk about parts. That's the tactics.
That's the tactics.
Hey, Joe,
right
hold
there.
On, hold on. I got Keenan on right now. See, I got Keenan.
Jeff, next time you get on the radio show, Jeff, you need to call and ask me for permission. That's the first thing.
Shit. I did. I asked Dave Thomas.
That's
I asked the owner first. No.
You're not worried about that. You can call and ask me. Now, what you talking about?
I'm
on
sorry.
Radio show, cause I heard you up there hooping. I heard you up there hooping and hollering about something. What you talking
I'm ready
about?
to go. We ain't got to worry about tracking this. I want you to give me everything in drag racing with that small block.
I ain't give you everything in drag racing, Jeff. If you need all that, then you need to put it on Facebook Marketplace.
You see how you outweigh me? It's like Muhammad Ali fighting goddamn Ray Leonard. It's a different class. You got to make it fair.
No. Let's not even talk about a car that you can't even come with. Let's talk about the executioner car, because I owe you on the executioner anyway.
Well, I think
what
the guy, I called the guy today, and he said he's buying a car. So, I got to wait for him to show with the money, or then we can talk about it.
Give me his number, the one supposed to be buying it, and I'll convince him not to buy it. Please remember.
You convince me. Listen, here's the problem. When you run them goddamn radio cars all weekend long, and you try to put a slick on it, you know that shit don't work.
Hmm?
It don't work. You can't get the glue off.
Why can't you do? You can keep your slicks on it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to be at a radio prep track with your radio, and how am I going to get down the track?
Listen. I'll come to MIR, Deion's race, in April. They'll prep your lane how you want it, and they'll prep my lane how I want it.
You say that shit now, Kenny, but you know goddamn well if you prep it all day for a little tire, you can't get that glue off the track.
No, you can.
You got to scrape the motherfucker. That's why they scrape the track after each race. At the end of the event, they scrape it for the next event.
No.
Romy Gallot. Romy, what's the last four block? That's simple.
Huh?
I can run you a lot with the small block. It'll be radio prep, and we both got the same prep. We ain't got no excuse.
You say anything else except for everything in drag racing, and you got a lot in race. Anything else
all
except
right.
for that?
All right, it's kicking the clear.
Oh, ooh.
What is that?
Kicking the clear.
They're kicking the clear. He took one arm away.
Anything else except for that?
God damn. All right, but Kenny, I got to ask Kenny, you're going to give the executioner the back eye in the clear, but he's going to run you with his small block, and you want to give him the back eye in the clear with the small block?
No.
Make that make sense.
So the small block car faster than the big tire car.
There you go. Now you talk. He said it. That's good.
Yeah. Small block car faster than that car.
Hey, King, here's what we do, King. You give me everything drag racing. Then when we come back, Let's set up two races. Let me think how we can make this fair. I'll give you a chance to get your money back. I'm trying to think. Ain't no other fair race, Ken. That motherfucker got fast. You got the fastest road car there. What do you want to tell you? I don't want your head getting no goddamn bigger than it is, but goddamn, this ain't fair.
I tell you, here we go. You give him everything with a small block at Gallot, he'll run you again at Deion race with the 1-1. But execution, if he still got it.
Me give him something at Gallot.
Yeah, move y'all on drag radio. He's going to run you with the small block. And then he'll come back and he'll run you at Deion race with execution.
I don't think we're going to. You talking about North versus South?
Yeah, North versus South. Yeah, uh-huh.
No, we can't do that. No versus L. Gallot, I ain't gonna say that.
Gallot is in March. Deion race ain't till April.
Right. What's March? March what? Because I'm going to Texas. 25th, 26th.
March
25th, 26th is when I'm gonna be at Extreme Raceway Park in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Big Jake's race. Big Jake
show. Now, why do you want to leave DMV to go to the goddamn Texas?
Say so what?
Your goddamn trade. Why do you want to leave DMV to go to Texas?
Well, because you know the people are requesting the DMV fast cars to go to Texas. That's why.
Well, we were requesting you take your fast car to goddamn Gallot. Come on then. We'd love to have you down there, but make sure you got a good parking spot, free electricity. Will feed you and everything.
I'm pretty sure.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure they would accept, you know, the highest bidder.
Well, we ain't say you was that fucking wrong. We're just trying to tell you come on down the racetrack. The highest bidder.
I'm sure he accept the highest bidder.
Well, who's it? You got a big block here for Texas?
That damn Brian F. texting me. Here we go.
You got a race block here for Texas?
Let me get him on the phone.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We have a race
yeah,
like this.
Don't worry about it. Look, look. We're not going to worry about that right now. We're trying to get this race locked in with Illuminati and Cassius Clay. I want to see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on Jeff to talk sensible.
That is sensible. I mean, there's no other way. There's no other way to make it fair.
Mm-mm.
Listen, you got the best of the best. That's all it's doing. I mean,
no, we
ain't
don't.
No goddamn,
no,
we don't. Ain't no secret what these cars run, Ken. Ain't no secret. I mean, just watch the race.
I ain't giving nobody the break or anything. I ain't going to burn my transmission up. I ain't, no, we ain't doing that.
I'll leave within 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, boom.
Hmm?
I'll leave within 3 seconds of the light turning green. I'll leave within 3 seconds of the light turning green.
You know, most of them only ask for five or 7 seconds. He only asked for 3. I think that's a damn.
Yeah, trying to make it fair. I'd like to see that. I like to race.
Nope. I ain't doing it.
Well, Keenan, my driver's going to leave first anyhow. So what the hell is the difference? So you might as
well
just say we got
to I was just waiting for you to say that. Since he's going to leave first, you got the back tire and the clear, and your driver take the break.
He got to make sure he breaks.
Yeah, since the driver's going to leave first.
Keenan, you giving him look. You give them big timers down in Florida the back tire and the clear. God damn. Can't give a small block of 28? Or you look, your favorite partner, Brian Epps, said them goddamn inline heads don't run. That's what we got. I'll be inline heads when you see it.
Good
right.
Don't
run.
Said. That's what he said.
We don't run.
Well, all I'm saying is I want to run the executioner.
I know
the
you do.
Play card. Your Cassius Clay car ain't in my league. Your Cassius Clay car ain't in my league.
I got you. Either is the other one. I got a top sportsman.
Yeah,
what do you call it? Got an old top sportsman, old wore out, been had it for 20 years. The radio track scared me.
We got a stock wheelbase Corvette, man.
It's pretty, though. I like it. I don't like the double A, but that was all right.
Hold on.
Well, I tell you what, you give me the kick with execution, I'll tear your ass.
Say it again?
You give me the kick with the execution, and I got to clear you.
I ain't giving nobody the click kick, Jeff. But I think I can get act right to go across your ass heads up.
In Galat, or is he going to Texas with you?
I'm going to Texas. I'm coming out, but Brian will probably be from Bachi, though.
Saying, is Brian going to Texas when you go to Texas, or can he get to Galat?
I don't know. You can ask him.
Get him on the phone.
I
can get the VIP made his
say. I knew he was on the phone, sir.
Oh.
Hello? Where? Hello?
I can get the VMP made to sign it.
What's wrong with Mark?
Where are you? Somebody got a forklift running or something.
Hey, who's backing up?
Somebody back up.
Somebody on a forklift or something.
Somebody's driving for UPS.
Hold on, let me just check out some of these numbers.
Uh-oh, Marcus, I just got to call Marcus and say, tell these motherfuckers. Wait a minute.
What did Marcus say? Where Marcus just sit down?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
I can be in VMP on May the 7th.
May the 7th. What happened to March the 25th?
That's my birthday weekend. I ain't going to no fucking racetrack. My birthday March 27th. I'll be 5 years old.
How old are you going to be?
I'll be 50 years old.
Oh, Lord. I ain't supposed to pick old people.
Shit, motherfucker, you older than me. You ain't going to be picking on me because I'm going to gap your motherfucking ass, so, you know. May 7th work for you?
Hold on.
May 7th is Friday?
Tell these motherfuckers, shut the fuck up. They ain't going to read. Let the little guys lock in. They wasting up
everything. Hey, look. Hey, man. Tell him to sit back and mind his manners. I ain't got to be long. All I want to know is if he want to lock in for May the 7th.
I just read it verbatim.
Is that a Friday? Yeah, if all y'all cut all this background noise out, then I can act and this man can answer me.
That's the same day as your show, Jeff.
Oh, I ain't going to.
The same May 7th, so, you know, they both did fall on the same days.
Oh, shit. Well, that answers that question, bro.
What?
He said it ain't gonna work. Jeff show May 7th.
There's a show at Larry Custom T that day.
Is it your show or is it just a show?
May 7th was always Jeff's show. Remember y'all both hit everything hit the same time. It was last year, they both hit the same time. That's what happened.
Hey Jeff.
That's what happened.
Hey Jeff.
I'm listening.
Well, you should try and set aside
you,
so you can move. That's a move
you,
May 7th.
You and some of your minions, y'all been harassing me when I ain't got oil hair, oil pressure. I got oil pressure. I got 26,000 reasons for you to come down there May the 7th.
Hey, well, look, Dion's having a race in April. No, I
said May the 7th. I want to make sure we ain't got to work on no cold, nothing. May the 7th.
Hey, Brian, can I intervene?
Hey, man.
Can I intervene right fast? You just getting your oil pressure back, so you have no leeway to demand anything. So
hey, man, fuck that. I got 20,000 reasons. I got 20,000 reasons for him to lock me in and come down there.
Oh,
he's supposed to be saying, come get your thing done. I don't give a fuck.
And
I got 20,000 bags to put up to run him. That motherfucker's been talking all this shit to me about every time somebody come on a place that want to run there, they deflect to me. Hey, look, I tell you what. Are you putting up the 20? Lock in 2-0-20 May 7th. Hey, you ain't got to stay there long. Long enough to run and going back wherever you want to go.
The man, he got a show May 7th. He just told you that.
Yeah, well. I asked him, was it his show?
Damn.
He didn't say nothing. I asked Jeff, was it his show? He didn't say nothing.
You're not in a position where you can demand.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Hold up. I don't want to hear that motherfucking politic and bullshit. Y'all motherfuckers been talking shit to me about me since I've been sitting here waiting for my shit to get together, and I'm in heat, and I got a pocket full of money. So what's up?
I tell you what, you in heat.
No, you don't tell me nothing. You don't hold another fucking thing over there. Shut the fuck up and let that motherfucker talk. Here I'm the Indian. That little Michael, the Michael Radio dude to get on there on the show with all that money and all that shit on Facebook. It's time to bet it now. It's time to bet it now. It's time to get in the paint. There's no reason for y'all to betray.
Listen,
in the dirt track, where y'all can come to the beat track and get this money.
Ryan, hold on. This is my show. This is me and Long Island Joe's show. You don't come on here.
What I got to do with anything? I'm trying to talk to the man that owned the car. I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to you.
I can take care of this. Hold on. I can take care of you like
that. Hang the fuck up there.
I did, motherfucker.
Would you hang up on
him? Come on, my goddamn show. Well, come on, my motherfucking show and talk shit like he's somebody. Who the fuck is he?
He put him on mute.
Hey, listen. I know
so. I didn't put him on mute. I hung the motherfucker up.
Hey, Fat Albert.
You know my name. He fucking know it now.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Cassius Clay against Illuminati. Give him everything in drag racing, and he'll run you at Galat.
You say at Galat?
Yeah, but Keenan said y'all gonna be in Texas that weekend, so
yeah, we're gonna be in Texas.
Yeah, so
we're gonna be in Texas on that day. But what about Dion's race? April, what, 16th or something?
Yeah, that's right, April. All right, well, you say he'll run you a cash and clay with everything in drag race. If you give him everything, he'll run you with a small block.
Man, cash is clay. I said I wasn't going to give nobody the break. But,
Well, I can respect that.
What, but
that was all, but, you know.
I'll get a pro mod to 1-1, though.
Now, Dave, you shouldn't even say that out your mouth, Dave. You give a pro mod to 1-1, but won't give a small block on small tires, everything.
I used to not like you,
but then I started liking you. Now I'm going back the wrong way.
I'm just saying, I mean, we ain't got a whole lot to gain by giving a small block to Greg Ray.
I think it'd be a good race.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what. Just promise me you'll think about it. How about that? That's the best. I'll be satisfied with that if you just think about it.
Oh, yeah, I'll think about it.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I'll think about Cassius Clay with the break. But he could definitely get the 1-1 with that promo.
I tell you what. Here, give him the break with the pro mind, and he'll clear you.
What kind of stupid shit is that? No,
no, no, no. I ain't giving a pro mind in the break.
But, I mean, you know, when we just throwing out scenarios.
Yeah. That 1-1 sounds real good because I want some get back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You
want some get back. Okay, it took me a second to catch that one, but okay.
Definitely.
I tell you what, since you said you promised us that you're going to think about the small block, we'll think about the pro mod. How about that?
All right.
we both going to think about it, and I'm going to let you buy me dinner, and I'm not going to eat that whole day.
I can do it.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second, you guys. I got to open up this mic. You got a couple mics I got to open up. Hold on 1 second.
Well, go ahead. I know that little simple little yellow banana mother.
312-1227. Your mic is open.
What's up, Fed and Soul, Joe?
What's going on now? How's everything?
So let my soul glow, Joe. What's going on?
Yeah, I hear you. What's going on,
Joe? Hey, Joe. I'm still looking for the Cookie Monster, and I'll go ahead and try you with that little 400 you got.
When you talking about doing it?
Oh, why not at your show, Joe? At your
show. You want
to
my show? I see
I'm just tired of chasing you from Chicago.
Listen, the way the car sits right now, you know how I sit, and I know how you sit. I don't want to call out nothing about your motor, but I do have a motor car that's going to be here. All Malibu, low deck, on motor. And it's my name on it and everything. I run your heads up. Don't want nothing.
Hey, Joe.
So you come from Indiana.
Old school against new school.
Straight head. Small block, straight head. We can lock in that right now.
Joe, you get to even wear gloves if you want to. The whole thing.
Well, let's lock in. You want to hold
somebody? Your car. I don't know nothing about
Malibu.
Malibu might be a chassis car.
Malibu's not a chassis car. Malibu's a stock suspension. I will run you heads up. I know your car is plastic, but I will run you heads up. I don't want nothing.
He's a driver.
Listen, go stop tipping the driver. That's all you guys always want to do. Just stop tipping the driver. You always trying to make everything your best. You got a better motor. You got everything else.
You and yours. You don't need to hire nobody to lead Joe.
I am willing to buy you. This is, listen, if you don't see my name on the car, you win the deposit. How about that?
You ain't
you
got to hide
my
nobody
name
from
on the
me,
car,
Joe. It's me and you, baby.
As Long Island Joe, if it don't say that on the car, you win a deposit. You put that in, okay? Fat Albert, you heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, Joe.
I heard it.
Hey, Joe, I don't care who's sponsoring your event with their name, with your name.
No,
car.
I'm saying
that's
the car. The car says it. Everybody knows
I know
who
you
I
to
do.
Drive, Joe. I just know joy out of beating somebody else.
Don't worry about it. You ain't going to win. Just put the money up. You'll be, you won't be having no joy
yeah,
again.
I guess if I don't win, that's fine. But if you driving and I don't win, it hurts my feelings.
He's one of them guys that got a pick on something like that there. Here's a car they're trying to bring from the MCA. He's trying to run a damn regular car. But, like I said,
Joe, what are you talking about, Joe?
Come on, bro. Let's be real about it. Let's be real. Yeah, I know a year you've been on for a year, but it still don't matter. We willing to, I'm willing to lock this in. Now, you want to come? Matter of fact, I got two cars. Now, you go, if you want to say, neither one of those cars got nothing in it right now. I still got the stock front end in the car, in both cars. I got only a 750 carburetor on the car. It's no big deal. It's nobody, everybody knows of it. And it's got a stock block in it. It's nothing in there right now. But I know the other car ain't got no stock block in it, and I will run you. Now, we fair and fair. Let's go. Let's do it. Don't talk your way out of it. Let me just tell you this here. Since you think that you so much from Indiana, don't stop until your hands stop. That's all. Just keep betting. How about that? I'm telling you right now. So start where you want to start at and don't stop. How about that?
Hey, Joe.
You can say no bull crap. I'm just being real right now. We'll put $1,000
inside our
account
right now.
Don't
do that. They're going to put you in glass on every show. You ain't have enough money to pay the people at the
table. I'm telling you right now
because
all you do is just try to be bluffing and talking all that junk. But you really don't want to really run. You always want a fair, unfair race.
Hey, Joe,
this is
what you do then.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to step ourselves.
Since you can bet the sky, Joe. Hey, Joe, since you can bet the sky, Joe, stick it in your car and come on. That's what you do.
I'm just telling you, you know you got what you got. Man,
hold on, you got all this, you're still crying, bro.
I ain't never seen somebody cry. They got to have the, you know what it is? Let me just be real about it. Huh? You know what? I'm going to tell everybody this. And we just were talking about this the other day. We just were talking about it. You turn around, you want to come with a car. Say, for example, I'm going to just tell you straight out like it is. Isn't it like saying Luminati's car coming out there and run Jeff Rogers' small block heads up? That's our kind of fair race that he wants. Come on, man. Let's be real.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying right now.
Hey, Joe, you got me at a disadvantage because I don't know who you talking about and how you comparing them. We ain't got a disadvantage. So if you going
to
say something, you
can't
understand how you saying it's a disadvantage.
Hell no. Can I put a magnet to the side of your car? Hell no. All right, then. I can tell you what, you can put a magnet to any part of the car.
Joe, you cannot put a magnet on the side of a new car, Joe. You just can't do
bro.
It, Joe. I ain't got a 1970 car. I got a 2000 car.
Hey,
so you can't put a magnet on it, Joe.
Wait till y'all see it. You know what I'm talking about.
I can see if I took the whole body and put a fiberglass body on the car. I didn't do that.
I'm coming with a low jack block, a straight head, no cannonball, no nothing.
Hey, Joe,
and
Joe,
I will
Joe,
go
Joe,
your ass.
Please
now.
Don't do that, Joe.
Take what's up under the hood of that car and stick it in your little grill, Joe. I'm just being real about it. That's all he wanted to do. He wanted to be unfair and come on, Joe. They'll tell you. Man, he's so full of it.
Hey, Joe.
He run around just want to be. Says that their breath busting out of chest, but we don't want to turn around and do something right.
Hey, Joe,
I'm like you said, you got
all the money in the world. You can touch the sky. Stick that in your car and come on.
First of all, I got no front end. I got a stock front end. Everybody knows you can't put one of those motors in your front end. So let's be real. You know what
I don't
know.
Even know. Hey, if you got a small block on motor, I don't know
tell
what
me
you
that
can't
you didn't
I don't know why you can't put a small block in there.
Cut it out, man. Come on.
Hey, Joe, hold on.
Just do like Cliff is there. Just say no, and we'll move on.
No.
There you go.
It works real easy. I'm telling you, it works real quick.
Yes, it does. All right, let's move on, because I don't think that's going to happen. All right, he said no. Open up another mic. All right.
Knoxville lately.
Unbelievable. Hold on, let me hit this mic. Oh.
He don't know how to.
884-3747. Your mic is open.
Y'all be, yeah, they're shooting a foul shot down here.
Hold on.
Oh, they don't know. Yeah, they must not know the mic.
I heard a power shot.
They don't know. I'm putting that out.
Power shot.
Yeah. Joe, how many races we got locked in so far for Galactica? I mean, man, I
we got
know.
28 races locked in so far.
I was watching
and
the game.
Trying to make it 29.
Oh.
We got 28. We got 28 so far, and I got two of them pending right now. And,
right.
And let me just—I'm just gonna say it like this here. I don't mind racing a race, and when you're doing something fair, but I'm not coming with a regular car and gonna run no chassis car. That will never happen. Never.
Right.
You don't do that. There's certain things I gotta stay back. It ain't my league. It ain't my league. I fall to it. When I turn around,
well,
I can turn around and put something in mine. I'll make sure I'll be back. But right now, I just can't. Right now, I can't do nothing right now. I'm just being real about it.
Talking about he's trying to make it 29.
31-33.
Go long distance and go pick somebody from the field. Go pick somebody from the field and it'll be 29.
Just say you're scared.
I'm scared. You want me to say it again?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey,
no problem.
Hey, Kenan, you and Dave still on here?
Kenan.
Hey,
go ahead.
I tell you what.
Can Stone Cold get everything at Dion Racing?
Stone Cold? I don't know. Dave, what do you want to do?
He's coming out for Christmas.
Who? Huh? Hey, he said, who's Stone Cold
fan? We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll go ahead. Well, that's something we might do. Might try you with that.
You want everything in drag race.
Yeah. 484 going up against a nice pretty car like y'all got. Nice pretty car.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get with you in the morning on the morning show. I'll bring them back up on the morning show.
Okay.
But I forget with me because just, I might accommodate Stone Cold.
Say what?
I might accommodate Stone Cold. We're supposed to be bringing Caesar down there for
Oh, this Drew? Is this Drew?
Yeah, that's true.
Anything. Oh, yeah, you know I run anything in your camp. Yeah, because all y'all slow. Oh, yeah. Okay, Drew, that's
yeah,
cool.
We slow. I want you to put a whole lot of slop on the track, too. You know, we won't play no pizza at the table. They're going to eat it all.
Anything out of the camp, damn sure.
Yes, sir. Dude, you fucking around and you said he might. Can you turn that might into something definite? Because that word might, man, that's a long word. You know.
Hey, Drew, first, come off that speakerphone, Drew. You sound terrible. Pick your phone up. You sound like you in the shop.
Okay, it's
probably echoing.
Let me go.
Give me
a minute. I'm walking out of the gym. I'm
going to
get back up.
Well, go on mute,
because,
I mean, you echoing bad.
Is Randolph on the bench?
All right. Let's move on, Joe. Open up another mic.
Man, open up somebody's mic.
Short dog.
Keep going, because I got somebody on the other end. They kind of locked the racing on the side. They didn't want to tell nobody how they doing it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I guess they,
all
and then
right.
I'll put it in the right.
I got champ with me. You know, my buddy.
Okay.
I got it. But March 25th, 26th at Goliath, y'all. Like I said, we already got 28 races locked in. And you know what? We got 28 races locked in and confirmed money put up.
And it ain't even Christmas yet. But I just tell you, man, everybody waiting on 2022. 2022, everybody waiting. But we're going to get more races locked in as we go along. And maybe James get his race locked in. Huh?
We can make it 29 if you say lock in.
Man, I'm not saying – listen, I'm not locking in nothing with you, man. You want me
well,
to tell it to
you?
Well,
you just said
now, listen,
you
I'm
just
go,
said
bro,
put somebody
bro,
on
bro,
head
bro,
that's
bro.
Serious. So I'm serious. I'm serious about
yeah,
that.
See, here's
now,
the problem.
Yo,
this is what's going over your head. Bro, this is what's going over your head.
No. You just
I don't
said
care
put somebody who –
you,
you just said
I'm
put somebody on head that's serious.
Oh, y'all
okay, who,
can see
okay,
together.
Who you on
race? Can't talk together. Come on.
You know what? Listen, who you on race, Silverhawk? You serious? Who you on race?
I'm on race you.
Okay,
he
now I'm
no.
telling you for the fifth time, ain't nothing happening. Now, with that being said, being that you're serious, it's a lot of other races on this show. Pick one. Pick somebody else. Now, if you ain't able
you.
To do that, say you weak. If you're not able to say that, do that.
I'm not
weak.
Yeah, 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 I'm weak.
Yeah,
I'm weak. So that's
okay,
why
well,
I want
to. Now we're
that,
getting somewhere.
That's why I want to race a weak person, and that's you.
Oh,
Albert,
wow.
Albert, remind this man how many races I got locked in for the line on the 26th.
I think Cliff got the three, if I'm not mistaken, three, four.
Two.
I know
two.
You over
now,
two.
Now, then, now, Silverhawk, when you catch up to my two with somebody else, when you catch up to my two, then we'll talk.
Silverhawk, he said when you get some races locked in, then he'll accommodate you.
Right. Catch when you play, when you catch up. Now, holler at me. Holler at me. Because, see, inshallah, I'll be there. You looking for
let
something.
Let me tell you something.
To find something.
Let me tell
you're
you
something. You're going to tell me nothing.
The other person I'm going to lock in, you ain't going to come.
I don't care who you lock in if it ain't me. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't care who you lock in.
You ain't going
to
come.
Well, I'm gonna say, listen, my man, let me spell it to you. I'm already locked
you
in.
Got
I got
spell.
To be there.
Okay.
I got
right.
to be there.
All right.
You,
I'm gonna be there.
English,
he's already locked in.
English ain't working.
I'm
gonna
be there.
English,
locked
English,
in.
English,
I'm
English
not locked in. I'm not locked in.
But I am,
I'm gonna be there
but
too.
But I'm trying to tell. Okay, well, you know what? You're gonna be there with your hands in your pocket.
Up with that. Only thing in my pocket is money. Only thing being in my pocket is my money.
I'm working out with you. Listen, everybody on this show, I'm sure, is a working man. So you ain't said nothing new unless the sun don't come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you talk about my hand going to be in my pocket. I can't work if my hand's in my pocket.
Okay, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Can you stop talking about shit I ain't got nothing to do with?
You just said it. You don't want to say it.
That race ain't,
brother,
that race ain't
going to
get locked
got,
in, so we got to move on. That
yeah.
race is not gonna get locked. Like I said, you done said no.
Listen,
well,
I'm not gonna
be other
I'm
people.
Gonna
be playing.
If a person,
what is it, Silver Fox?
If
Silver
a person
dollar,
called
I,
my
I,
car,
I'm landing wrong. Hold on. What is it? What is it, Silver Dollar? I don't mean to be disrespectful. What they call you?
Silver Hawk.
I'm sorry. You know, they gonna be playing
yeah,
cars for you the race there. Yeah. You know, we'd be glad to have you down there. There's going to be plenty of cars for you to jump on. Hopefully you and Cliff might do it, but hopefully
it
that'll happen.
Happen.
But where my man
it
up?
Hold
you
can I ask you a question?
Last week, yeah, sure.
Can I ask you a question, Cliff?
I tell you what, Cliff. Hold up for a second. Cliff,
what?
I pay off one of your deposits.
I don't need you to pay off nothing. Pay my mortgage off, and now we'll talk.
I can do that too.
Hey,
I can do that.
Pay my mortgage.
Hey,
let's talk.
I can do that.
Come
too.
On, Jay. Oh,
okay, well,
what
you
Jay?
What you waiting for? What you waiting for?
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I got to make sure I open up a couple of these mics because I just now got back in. But let me just ask Silverhawk, you got any other races that you're looking to run? Anybody else
hell
you looking
no.
for?
Hell
yeah.
No.
Huh?
Fourth Street Posse.
4th Street Posse? Which car?
Yes, sir.
Which
any
car?
One? Any
you
one?
You want to run any one of the 4th Street Posse?
Ooh. Yes, sir. Start off with Dust Bucket.
Come on, now. Oh, you mean Dust Bucket?
What I said.
It's Dust Bucket.
No, to me, it's Dust Bucket. Dust Bucket. Ain't no bucket.
Oh,
Dust
my
bucket.
God. Well, hold on. Let me just open up this mic, and then I'm going to get hold of Dust Bucket and tell him to go ahead, and he can call in. Hold up just a second. Let me make sure. I'm going to call his number 516-1578. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening, Joe.
All right. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on? I done woke up now. What's crack-a-lacking?
Boy, you done missed it all. Oh, Lord, you do.
What I missed? Because, you know,
well, y'all
I like
go ahead. I got to try to get the other guys on the phone here real quick so he can lock in.
Because
he said he wanted Dust Bucket, so I want to make sure. Hold on a second.
I heard Cliff. Right. I heard Cliff on here being an OG, triple OG just here. Tell somebody pay his mortgage off. God damn.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. He's going to pay my deposit.
Uh-oh,
Antoine. I can pay my own deposit.
Hey, Antoine, you a bad rapper. OG body kit.
So Stone Cold going to be there forever.
Yeah, he's in a shootout. Yeah, he's running in a shootout. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna get with you because I don't like what you said about. Don't nobody talk about my pig but me. So I'm definitely gonna let you know this week if we're going down there with that Camaro, and we'll be able to get on you.
You started.
It don't matter though. Don't nobody talk about my pigs but me. So for that reason, you better bring a whole lot of slots down there because my pigs gonna be ready to eat because I'm gonna stick them on them.
What I miss? Tell me, player, what I miss?
Well, I told Drew. I said, we'd be glad to run in and out of Drew camp because, they all slow.
Oh,
Drew
shit.
Drew said we'll probably give you the back tie and the clean, and Fat Albert said, I'll take that. He said, Then he fell off the weight bench, and once he fell off the weight bench, he got back on. I'm just having fun with you, Mom.
Hey, Drew.
Huh?
Hey, Drew.
Huh?
Send me a picture of the car.
Yeah.
Send me a picture of the car.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a picture of the car right now. I'm gonna send you a picture, but y'all ain't got no man. Listen, we'll talk.
No, come on, you know me. I ain't gonna do that, no. Red, one thing about me, we just gonna have some fun. That's all. Have some fun.
Okay.
Silverhawk, there you go.
Okay.
Drew on the phone. There you go. Hey, Drew, you got Silverhawk, man. He's looking for something.
Man, goddamn! I'm telling y'all right now.
Let's get this 29 going, Drew. Silverhawk. Let's get this 29, Drew. That's easy money, man. Say everything but no.
Hey, listen.
Just say everything
but
no.
Wait, but you said it's easy money. Can't you take it?
I don't want
you take it.
What it look like?
I'm broke. I'm gonna stay broke, Silverhawk. I don't want no money. You can't tell.
What the car look like?
A white Mustang. He said he got a white Mustang. Or he run on Mustang.
Yeah, and he's driving it.
Hello.
I'm trying to get oil pressure right. I won't have no oil pressure with Warbull until the end of February.
Hold on a second. I got Mike Brown on the phone. Mike Brown, you still there?
I'm just trying to get that race with Stone Cold because.
Hold on,
okay,
Drew.
Hey, Drew Brown, hold on for a second, because I'm going to make sure they can lock in their race right now. Silverhawk,
okay.
I got the 4th Street Posse on here right now. Mike Brown, you got the show.
That's the president. What you talking
Mike
about,
Brown,
girl? What you talking
what
about,
talking
girl?
About?
What? How you want to race? I bet it ain't nowhere near fair, motherfucker. I bet it ain't nowhere near fair. Now, how you want to race?
Fair.
How you
what
coming? My man, just say how you coming.
I'm coming with the big block 4 for you.
On motor?
No, sir. I'm shooting.
See what I'm talking about, Joe? See what I'm talking about? He want me to come with a small block on motor. He want me to come with a small block on most.
But he's driving.
Tell something about Joe. He just up here selling wolf tickets.
I tell you what, Mike Brown. I got a small block on motor. You get dust bucket. I get in my car. You get in that car. Head the fuck up.
I got my own car I can get in. I ain't got to get in dust bucket. And I'll race you like that.
What car?
Mm-mm. I got a stock suspension Mustang with a small block on motor.
A gray one?
My man, I got a stock suspension Mustang with a small block on motor.
Here we go with the colors again.
Yeah,
I was getting it to make you head up.
Hold on, I gotta ring the bell.
You coming back, right?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I can't hear you, motherfucker. You coming back, half, ain't you?
So yeah. Mike, start cussing at older people.
Huh?
Go,
I'm playing my damn self, but fuck you.
Hold on, Mike, I'm on my damn self. Hey, I still fine. You just a few minutes ago, I gotta ring the bullshit bell on you. You told Joe that you wanted to run the 4th Street Posse. Joe got the mail.
I wanna run
the 4th Street Posse with the small block. That's what you said. Hold on, the one I got, small block. Hold on. You said I'll run anybody out of that county. Joe went and got the man. Now you stepping him. You said any car. Now you want to tell what car to run, what got it. So I got to ring the bullshit.
No. That ain't what
ding,
I said.
Mike Brown.
That's what he said.
What do you think, Cliff?
He said everything Fat Albert said he did. He's talking to Mike Brown, Cliff, you have to leave now, all right?
You sit in the background. You have to leave now, Cliff. You don't want to race, shut up. Now, Mike Brown.
Yes, sir, what's up? Yeah.
One more. What can we do with dust bucket?
In your car.
It's my car.
Here we go. You come with a mystery car. I tell you what.
It's stock suspicious.
Listen. You come with a stock suspicious small block on motor, right? And we're going to come the same motherfucking way and race your head up.
With dust bucket?
Here you go with dust bucket. I don't know what the hell you coming with.
Oh, Lord. It's a stock suspicious Mustang.
It's a stock suspension Mustang on motor. Small block Ford. Let me emphasize that, motherfucker. Yes.
That one. I tell you what.
You put a small block in your backhand car, and we'll take dust bust and run that shit head up. And we're going to come stock suspension on drag race in a goddamn I-Rock.
I can't do that with the black car.
But you want to come with a big block and nitrous and race dust busters coming small block on motor. And your backhand. Come on, man.
But I'm talking about a white car. Stop dismissing small block. I'm not talking about the black car now. I'm talking about the black car. Small block.
I got a black car right now that's sitting over on 4th Street. You can come over that motherfucker tomorrow and look at it. That small block on motor stop suspension. They will run that car you talking about head the fuck up.
Can't get no better than that.
You name the price.
Hey, Clint, you don't want to do nothing, so you need to put your phone on mute.
I ain't going to do that.
Then what you talking for?
God.
You don't want to race?
Well, let's get this here one racing, man, because y'all ain't got much time. Let's get the one. If y'all want to get the deposit man on the phone, Steph, hit the one button. Let's go.
Yeah, Mike Brown.
Or Fat Albert. Let's get him either one, whatever you want.
Yeah, let's get him. Come on, y'all gonna get this race like that. Mike Brown.
Hold on,
you're
putting him in right now. 646-7847. Your mic is open.
What's up, there, Joe?
All right, we need your assistance because I know they're gonna want somebody from right in Jersey there to hold the deposit.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
Man, listen, you don't need nobody. We don't need nobody because this girl ain't going to lock in. That girl ain't going to lock in. He ain't going to lock in with nothing more to say. We don't need nobody.
Come
all
on,
he's doing is wasting nobody's time.
You said
you,
you wanted somebody out for 4th Street Posse. That's what you said. And I'm asking him how much.
Oh, okay.
How much, Mike?
What'd you say?
How much, Mike?
How much money? How much you want to bet?
You want to run for?
Five or five. We start off at five.
Can you handle five? Because last time you didn't. So we can start at five.
We no. We cover more. We cover more. And that race there, that was a lopsided ass race for us. Y'all had a big box with
a
nice
pot. I had to take money off the pot. I bet a 12.
What was the race? What was the race? What was the race locked in for?
You can't cover that.
What was the race locked in for?
Let's get the race locked in for this one. Fuck the pass. The man said 5-on-5. Come on, let's get it locked.
Uh-huh.
That's a bet.
Oh,
that's
shit.
A bet. Y'all need to let it get. Is Steph on the phone, Joe?
Yeah,
step
on the
ball
right now.
You don't need stuff. Oh, okay. Oh, then Mike, all the person I can lock money in is Mike Brown.
Okay.
They good like that for paying deposits off of no problem. If they're going to lock in, they say good, they good.
Right,
now, the race is we coming small block stock suspension on motor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
White Mustang versus the black Mustang.
Heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree. Track rules.
Heads up, 8 Mile Fortress Pro Tree, yeah.
Red light lose, or what y'all doing?
Red light lose it all.
He said that's a lot. Mike Brown is a lot.
We're doing it a lot. We're doing it a lot, right? We're doing it a lot.
March 35th, the white car.
Okay.
Are y'all gonna do it? Y'all gonna do it Friday or Saturday?
We'll do it Saturday. We'll do it Saturday. We probably get there on Friday.
Okay. But Mike Brown, if both cars there on Friday, we can race on Friday.
No problem.
I'm gonna tell y'all now, on Friday night, well, we have some hell of a races on Friday night, so if you get there Friday, y'all want to do it, get it on. It's the easy way with Mike Brown. It can be Friday, it can be Saturday. If we can't race Friday, it can be Saturday.
One thing you got to worry about me, we could do it whatever we could do. I don't give a damn, right? I ain't slipping Saturday. I'm not slipping Saturday. If we can make it happen on Friday, we'll make it happen on Friday.
The race can't happen no later than Saturday. It must happen, though.
The race must happen.
It must happen. Now, do y'all want to put a time frame? Hold up for a minute, Joe.
Okay.
I'm coming with my white car, my white Mustang. Okay? He coming with a Mustang, right?
Yeah.
A black one, Greg. What color?
You gonna do what?
Black.
I don't know that.
Talking about Jeff's car?
Who?
You let? Are you
talking about Jeff's car?
No.
This is your car.
Yes, man.
I'm going to send you a picture of my car to you now. I'm going to see the picture of the car you're talking about.
Man, lock this damn money in. Damn all that fucking show and tell. Lock this money in.
You heard what I said. You heard what I said.
You heard what I said, girl. You heard what I said, girl. Lock that money in now. We show the pictures after the motherfucking money locked in.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't let this girl waste your time no more, Joe. Don't even let that motherfucker talk on the show no more. Block his
start
ass.
Start charging him every minute. Start charging this motherfucker every
block
night.
His why motherfucking ass. Yourself. Block
he,
him.
He needs to pay, for minutes before
Mike
he gets on the show.
Mike Brown.
I lost my voice up here in the Florida all weekend. Yeah.
Mike Brown.
What?
Hey, Mike, I still
what?
Love you, Mike.
You got three
Tory?
Mustangs over there, right?
Nah.
You
who?
Said four like... street posse. So what difference do it make which one it is?
Hey, Joe. If we go there right now, if we go there right now on 4th Street, I'm going to show him the car I'm talking about in his mind. He keep talking about all these Mustangs we got over there. It was a bunch of them motherfuckers over there. Might be 4 or 5 of them.
So you can just show him it ain't Jeff's car. Jeff got his own car, so that's it. If it's Jeff's car, then it's totally different. You lose. But you saying your car.
No, it ain't Jeff's car. No, it's not Jeff's car, no.
If it's Jeff's car, then you win, Silver Fox. That's fair. If it's Mike's car, you got to run. That's all.
Lock in. It's a lot.
Out. It's a lot.
Mike, it's a lot.
Good luck, girl.
It's a lot.
All right, see you in good luck, girl.
5 on 5.
5 on 5.
5 on 5. All right.
Mike Brown?
What, girl? What?
When I see you, I'm going to poke you in the goddamn forehead.
I don't give a damn long as you got my $500 in your head. I don't care.
No, no.
You can do whatever you want.
You ain't new. No, sir. Mm-mm.
You can do whatever you want.
Them days is over.
You can do yeah. You got a little bread now, so we gonna sting your ass real good.
Oh, we have bread, yeah?
Nah.
Nah,
you ain't had no bread. Hey, yeah, we got raised by 4 o'clock on Saturday. We got raised by 4. If it's Friday. We'll race around. If we could do it on Friday, we'd do it around 6.
That's good with you?
Yeah, that sounds good right there.
Little Fox, that's good with you?
Maybe between 6 and 8. That'd be good for me. Between 6 and 8.
All right, but the race got to happen. No later than Saturday.
The race got to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no later than Saturday.
Okay.
All right, plug. Get your ass and drive it. Get your ass and drive it back up and down that highway. Think about this ass whooping I'm gonna put on you in March.
No.
Yeah, Mike, how you feeling, Mike?
Huh?
Mike Brown.
Yeah.
Make sure you had your helper to have some money too. So I can lock his ass off. Your helper.
Who my helper?
You know who?
Who my helper?
You know who the hell your helper is? The one that begged you for $3,000 to put in the pot. You want to cover my pot?
Ooh.
You don't know who your helper is? Mark Reddy.
Who?
Make sure you had that girl there wiping the window down, all right?
Oh, he did not say that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Mark.
You had that girl. Make sure you have that girl there wiping the windows down.
Mark is a part of the team.
He's a
Mark
helper.
Might fuck around. He might fuck around and be driving that motherfucker.
Put his ass in. You put his ass in.
He might fuck around and
put
be driving.
Put his ass in.
All right.
Please do.
Man, shut your ass up. You said, please.
You going to drive
the hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Please do.
He better not say no dumb, he better not say no dumb shit like that.
Say what? I get in my black car.
And do what?
Bust your ass up. You heard what I said, buddy, your ass up. What is that silver car? Silver with your black car, what is it? What is it?
It's a back half Mustang. It's a back half Mustang with a big block with nitrous.
It's a U-Haul motor. Albert. I got the motor from
you. Hey, my man. With all that stimulus money they was giving out, you could have upgraded by now. Get the fuck out of here.
I never got no stimulus money. That's the thing.
Here go another fucking millionaire. Shit. Better get your black ass in the back of the motherfucking mark.
You got it.
So that's a lock. All right, but Drew Brown, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I had to make sure I get them locked in. You go back, Drew. I got you. You can go ahead. I know you were trying to get your race off, too. You still there, Drew? Oh, he gone? How about Drew Brown was still there? I had to make sure I get that race locked in, but hold on a second, guys. I'm going to open up another mic here. 914-9870, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How's everything?
All right. I didn't even hit the one button. I was listening to all the lock-ins and everything.
Oh, okay.
Is that shaky-ass Kevin Hunt?
This is me, nephew.
Okay. What's going on?
I wonder where you was at, Kevin. I said, well, maybe he had...
I listened to the whole show. You didn't care about me. You ain't asked shit about me. Stop your damn lying, shut up.
I always care about you, man.
Well, you can and asking is two different things. Now, y'all was going deep at it, man, so I was just like, I didn't even hit the one button.
Yeah.
It was interesting in the back and forth.
Drew Brown back on the phone because I didn't want to cut him off. I had to make sure so those guys get their race locked in. I know Drew was trying to lock in somebody, I think, right? Well, he was talking about trying to race somebody.
I know he was calling Mike Brown name. He kept calling Mike Brown name. I don't know if he wanted to run Mike. Who was that? Mike Brown from New Jersey. That's what he kept calling. Oh, that was somebody else. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
nah, that was me.
I told Mike I still love him.
Who was that?
You know
who
it
is.
LeRon.
Who?
Oh, that's LeRon. Light lizard.
That's LeRon over there.
That's his nightmare. He
called him LeRon.
That's his worst nightmare, Rick.
The one and only.
Uh-oh. That's his worst nightmare right there.
Who's nightmare?
Grudge race of the year.
That's your
2021 grudge race of the year.
They made
that's
it
Mike
official,
Brown
Fat
Black
Albert.
Cat right there. That's Mike Brown. How you
my black cat?
How you my black cat? You know it.
How you my black cat?
You scared to death of LeRon.
How have I shown you I'm scared?
You see, I told you. See, you start stuttering now. My friend never stuttered.
How the hell am I stuttering? I said, how have? Listen to me, motherfucker. Because you can't fucking talk your damn self. Listen to me. How have he? I showed you that he was scared of me.
You scared of him?
I mean, that I'm scared of him.
You scared of him? You know you.
How? What have I done? To show you that. What have I done?
I seen it all. You scared of
him. I had three deposits locked in with him. I won two. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of them we got back. And we lost the race. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
We took a small block Chevrolet, race a big block Chevrolet, had to fuck up something your coward ass would never do.
You're right.
With the last day of fifth grade, you just said fuck school altogether. You ain't never go back. You ain't never seen one day of sixth grade, motherfucker. Not one day.
Absolutely right. Shit, you
not
got
one
Will
day
over there sleep. You got Will sleeping at the light and shit like that. Will never slept at the light. You was scared as hell. Y'all was scared as hell.
Hey, look. We lost.
We lost
some money. They won some money. Big fucking deal. That's what happened when you race. That's what happened when we race. Now, why should we do to your motherfucking ass? Let's see if you can do it.
You can do a goddamn thing. You got to win.
Let's see if you
can do it. You got
to win. How the hell we get away? How we get away?
You know you got to win.
The only way your coward ass will lock in is the race got to be a lopsided as hell. Like, we took a fucking big block Chevy race, a big block Chrysler, with nitrous, with just a fucking back tie. You would never do no shit like that.
You asked for that. I gave you what you asked for.
And I'm showing you how I will fucking race. You won't fucking do it. You won't do it. Now shut your coward ass up and get that fucking car
ready. I ain't stupid like you.
Huh? Who won?
You won what?
Who won? What? You know why I did that race? Hold up. You want me to tell you why I did that race the truth? Hold up. Now, listen, motherfucker. Listen.
I turned around and told the man I would leak it and would never leak it. I would never leak it. That's how y'all won.
Hey, we don't work. Hey, my man, we don't work with a track. Listen. Do you want to know why I did that race? I did that race because you motherfuckers just can't get right. That's why I did it. Would I do that race for anybody? No, but I would do it. You can't get right ass niggas all the time.
What? Damn. Then, if you got something guaranteed with me, why do you take the money down?
Say what?
Huh? You heard what I said?
Y'all good race.
Oh, I bet a 13,000 y'all only had 9.
What was the race locked in?
I had to come down to y'all level.
What was the race locked in for, Silver Hawk?
You told me y'all get your pilot.
What was the race locked in for? It was locked in for 5, right? It was locked in for 5, right? Was the race locked in for 5?
You told me to get my pot up. I said, how much? You said, as much as you could. And I did.
Okay. And what was the outcome? You put the money up for nothing. Did we put the money up for nothing? Because y'all couldn't even fucking race like I thought.
Yeah, because somebody said we were leaking. We wasn't leaking. But first of all,
well, it couldn't have been that. We don't work for the track. So it couldn't have been that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, look, girl.
Oh, boy.
You got what you asked for tonight. You got what you asked for tonight. Now you got your mark.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Mhm.
You got your mark.
Come as much as you can.
I bet. We won't stop at 9 on this one. I bet that.
Oh shit. Uh oh. Oh shit. I hope so.
Listen. We raised the IROC for 10,000. Listen to this. We raised the IROC for 10,000. What do you think we're going to race this Mustang for?
5,000.
You just did it.
5,000. If I'd have said 2 on 20, it would have ran them away.
No way.
Do y'all want to bring the pot up before you do anything? Y'all want to bring the pot up, raise it, or what y'all want to do? Before I go ahead and open up another mic.
I was going to say the same damn thing.
Open up another mic, Joe. That,
No, they might want to raise the pot first. Let me ask them. I got to make sure they both know. So y'all want to raise the pot up first?
You want to raise the pot, girl?
It's going to be big anyway.
You want to put up, you want to make it 2 for 20?
Woo! Good God almighty. Hello?
Yeah, I want all. I want you to bring all that goddamn truck of money. Now, you watch this Mustang we got for your ass now. You watch this one, motherfucker. You watch this one.
Mm-hmm. I'll be over there in an hour and a half.
Be over where?
He went into a coma. Damn, Mark. Mike.
Be over where? You be over where? You be over where in an hour and a half?
At your shop.
If you come over to my shop in an hour and a half, you're going to get locked the fuck up because I'm calling the police on your ass. Don't come over there.
Why not? You told me to come over there.
That money locked in already. You ain't got to see a motherfucking thing.
Huh?
That money locked in already.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Mic up, Joe.
910-6970. Your mic is open.
What up? It's OG.
Hey, what's up, OG Bobby?
OG Bobby.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why I was waiting on. What's going on? Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
I'm looking for, what's that guy named? Pressure?
Who, CJ?
The Nova.
CJ?
Yeah, CJ. CJ?
CJ?
CJ
yeah, I'm looking for him. Yeah, I want to lock him in.
Damn. I can't open his, I don't think he on here, but is Tricky Ricky on here?
Brittany, hit the one button and Brittany. I know Brittany on here.
You think Brittany on here? I ain't see
it. I didn't say so much.
No. So good.
Huh?
Cool.
And nobody can call back in after this. Oh, wait, hold up. We might got somebody. Hold up. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
It's me, OG Bobby. What it do?
Oh, okay. There you go. Yo. CJ here.
Yo, what's going on, man? You want to lock us in? A little birdie told me you had me on your list, so I want to get me off the list first.
Yeah, you got it. Talking what? Mark Race?
Yeah. It's only Thomas Harper.
Galat. Say it again.
Huh? Galat. Hey, Galat. Me and you head up.
Yeah.
For how much? Whatever you call it. You call it.
Man, it don't matter. We can put it up. We can get the race off, put it up a week before.
All right, so you tell me how much. You tell me. You drive your girl driving? Who driving? It really don't matter.
I'm driving.
Oh, all right.
Oh, it matters.
All right, so we went ahead up, my car, your car, and you tell me the pot, and that's it. Be done with it.
Well, I got one. What time is my first race, Joe? What, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
I gotta look that up. I ain't got it with me right now.
Hold on.
Hold on.
God damn it. Hold on, CJ. I got it. God damn it. Everybody, stop texting me. Y'all keep texting me. I'm trying to. Oh, at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, CJ, that's your first. I ain't
How many
got
races
glasses.
You got locked in?
No, 2 o'clock. Is it 2 o'clock? I think it's 2 o'clock your first one, CJ.
Oh, no, my wife got it written down. I know she got it written down.
Yeah,
how many races you got?
I got one so far.
So this will be your second race.
Yeah, you could be my first or second.
I do the second one.
Oh shit. Yeah, you're the first one.
So I know y'all good for it.
I might try something.
Man, look, you ain't talking shit. Whatever you want to do, bud, I got you covered. What
no,
you
I'm
do?
Just saying because I know I said I might want to do it before the other race.
Nah,
I know I'm gonna get.
I'm gonna get there Friday.
So I ain't. Say it again.
I'm gonna be your grand finale. So let's get it over with.
All right, we can do that. I guess we just got money. All right,
first, so if he see your car, he gonna pay the punk out. Get his ass off
say
the
it
trailer.
Again.
If he see your car run, he gonna pay you punk out. OG Bobby slow.
For real.
All right, so y'all gonna do it Saturday.
How much they locked in? Let's wait till they lock in before y'all go to talk. Where would everybody lock in?
Yeah,
so
we'll do it like that. We'll get close. I'm gonna talk with my team and see how they want to do it.
Because I said 2022, I'm going to try some crazy shit. And that's some crazy shit I ain't never did, run off the trailer. So that's what I was saying.
All right, that's your point.
Get his ass out
of
the
door. So it's not Rock CJ?
CJ say he want to talk to his team first. I tell you what, let's knock it in next week. Let's give him time to.
Oh, yeah, we could do it. Well, next season, yeah, we could do that. But you definitely got a race, though. I mean, I'm just trying to see if it's going to be before or after you do
it. Make me laugh.
Wait. So, CJ, the only thing that hold up is a lock-in for you to do it is either it's going to be earlier or later. That's the only thing what your hold up is, right?
Hey. Yeah. Oh, I ain't talking to nobody.
Yeah. Hey,
okay,
Joe, open up another mic. I think
he's
hitting the button.
All right, hold on a second. Let me make sure I open it up right now.
I will get that 443-7807.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Is OG Bobby still on hand?
Yeah, he's still on
hand.
Hey, Joe. Hey, OG Bobby.
We log him in for six.
Huh? Hold on. TJ, what'd you say? You want to lock him in for 6 o'clock?
Yeah, we do it for 6.
OG Bobby, you said lock you in for 6 o'clock?
That's cool.
Ow.
All right, y'all got a minimum? Y'all got a minimum pop? Wait, but let me see. Make sure y'all got a minimum pop and anything with y'all want?
Probably 1,000.
What's your minimum? Huh?
1,000.
Let me call it.
1,000.
Okay, 1,000. Okay.
So I can do 1,000.
That's the minimum. Okay.
Sure.
Y'all
no problem.
$500 on $1,000, you know, that at least be a minimum, you know, 500 punk.
Whatever you want to call, because I don't want to think I'm buying the race. So whatever you call it, whatever you want to say,
okay.
It is.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to give you something. Headache.
You ain't trying to give me nothing. Just get another lane. That's all I want you to do. Get another lane.
Hey, look. You the type of man how I like it. I ain't ask no questions. Just say, look, let's get busy.
Okay, so that's a lot. Matt Albert, go ahead and make it official so you can see it.
That's something with that Nova, right?
Oh,
that green Nova, right?
No, hold on.
We do 3,000. We lock in the week before.
Okay, three on 1,000.
1,000 about.
8 Mile, Pro Treat.
Head up, 6 o'clock.
About, yeah, three on 1,000 or better. Heads up.
Pressure versus OG Bobby.
Okay. My gray car gets this green Nova, right? That green Nova?
50 grand.
I mean,
somebody talking.
Hold on, hold the man. Your mic is on. They're trying to get it through. All right, go ahead, you guys.
OG Bobby and Fresh, CJ. His Nova is kind of a bluish greenish, Bobby, but I know it. I know.
Yeah, but
it might
be painted, though. It might be painted by then, but ain't nothing else changed. I ain't with all that.
Yeah. So 8 Mile Pro Treat, both cars on 28 at 6 o'clock that Saturday, the 26th.
Oh, we ain't saying that. We ain't skipping none of that. What are you talking about? He said pressure, man. Come on.
You just said it.
Pressure.
I didn't say no 28. We said pressure. Yeah, my Nova, but y'all know my one race already locked in.
Wait, now you changed the game. Which one is it?
Man.
You got two cars or one car?
No, it's the same thing.
Nah,
he
just got one car, Bob. I know his car, Bob. I know his car. And I know your car.
That's the one his wife drives? That's the one?
Yeah, that's what
his wife drives.
All right, well, come with that one.
All right, pressure going up against. Well, Bob, what do you call your car? I didn't know it was a Cutlass, right?
Gangster.
Gangster versus pressure at 6 o'clock that Saturday. 300 on 1,000 or better.
Right.
8 Mile Pro Tree track rules. Is it locked, Bobby?
Right. Yes,
locked.
Sir.
Locked.
CJ is locked. All right, it's locked.
Yeah, locked.
All right. It's locked in.
Good deal. Hey, OG Bobby.
What?
What's up? This Wongus. I know you got a spot for me, don't you?
Your car ready yet?
Bigfoot ready, yes.
Is your car ready yet? I told your brother
Listen to me.
You're
okay,
right saying,
so
right?
so you scared to run a car that said just like you.
No.
So you scared to run a car that said just like you, right?
Your car ain't nothing like me. I just told you, Mark.
I ain't nothing like you. Listen, okay, so basically you said
no.
Listen, well you scared. Hey Joe, I'm going back on me. This motherfucker ducking behind two cars.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you duck behind two cars when you first of all,
is your car ready?
Listen, my car,
is your car ready?
My car don't matter. My car don't matter. I'm trying to run you. When my car was ready, God damn it, you ducked all year round. You ducked all year round for my car. What the fuck you calling my car for now? Come on, man.
I ain't ducking.
Hey, Joe, somebody's fucking mic is open. I'm trying to get at this shaky dude. Man, listen, when my car was ready, you didn't want to race at all.
When you get your car,
you didn't want to race at all. Yeah, good look away, big dog. Don't worry about that, motherfucker.
You get in them beams, I lift your motherfucking ass.
That's what you do.
What
the fuck, let's go then. Look the fuck in then. Don't talk about my car, motherfucker. You hide behind two goddamn cars.
Ah,
man, listen. Man, I thought y'all had motherfuckers on here trying to race this motherfucker. This motherfucker picking and choosing. He act like he in a motherfucking casino, goddamn pulling a goddamn ratchet, trying to win something. A weak motherfucker, him?
Now
you ain't figure goddamn thing. You ain't figure shit. What you figure was, there's nothing you could do with me. When my shit was ready, you still couldn't do nothing with me.
You
ducked everywhere you could.
You ain't got nothing.
You ducked every motherfucker where you could. But boy, I tell
Marcus,
you what,
you
better hope that motherfucker. I tell you what, you better hope
Marcus,
that motherfucker is
ready.
You better hope that motherfucker ain't ready by fucking
ready,
July. I promise you that. You'll eat all them motherfucking words
get
you just
ready.
Said, like you eat like
get
like
ready,
soup,
Marcus.
Motherfucker.
Hurry up! Hurry the fuck up!
I ain't gonna hold the show up. Go ahead with it this week, motherfucker.
Marcus, I'm gonna say something.
No, I'm done with it, Cliff. He not gonna run me. He's trying to speak on cars that ain't got no oil pressure. First of all, he knows Sweet Lowe hurt the motor right down at the end of the year, and he know goddamn ODB hurt the motor. Then he talking about two cars that ain't gonna be ready. Dude, shut the fuck up, man.
Listen, stop telling people shit and get your own shit.
Hold up, Bobby, I got it, Marcus. You went on the show last week. You was down there.
I don't give a fuck if I was never on the motherfucking show. A bitch ain't gonna tell me that they only gonna run two cars and if they ain't ready to hear one talk. Fuck that shit. That's that fake ass racist shit. I don't wanna hear that goddamn
ain't
shit.
No,
if a motherfucker wanna race, they'll race. Plain and simple.
When you get that
listen,
shit ready,
I don't run any motherfucker that I think I can
when
win. Motherfucker, I don't got no goddamn picks on. Oh, is this your car or that's your car? Man, fuck all that, man. Shaky motherfucker. I hope CJ knock your dick in your back, motherfucker.
Okay,
let's go ahead and bet something then. Let's bet something now. I tell you what, I got a hunt right now with CJ. Oh, I got a hunt right now with CJ, you weak bitch. Now bet something. I just told you. I got a hunt right now with CJ. Now. Now, since you're talking,
I got 200.
Yes, that's all. Do you want it? You said bet with him. Do you want it?
Make sure you wipe the
track. Now dead the track. Man, you a bluffing ass motherfucking goop, yo. That's what you is. You're a bluffing ass goop.
You mad.
You're a fucking goop.
You can't get none. I got your gook, all right.
Oh, hey. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it, big dog.
I know you
believe this. I will catch you. I will pull up on your ass, and you ain't got no choice but to run me. And I'll pull up on you at the lot. Because if not, you're going to be the weakest motherfucker that is ever.
Bring the car. Make sure it's the brown one in that truck. I already told you.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all have the show, man. You weak. You weak.
I know you weak. You going to break the muscle shit out.
Marcus can drive my car. What you want to do that day? He'll drive my car.
Cliff, I'm not fucking with you at all. You couldn't even fuck with nobody else. Lock him in, Bobby.
Lock him in.
I'm not fucking with Cliff.
Lock him in, Bobby.
Y'all come in, Bobby. You don't mind getting that
it's thing a waste
of mine,
of time. It's a waste of time. It's a waste
of
time.
I'll show you. I got this. It's a mop ring. I just show you how to get it wet and then ring it dry.
All right, what you want to do, Cliff? What you want to do? Put them in the car and do what? Head up.
Put them in the car and race you.
Head up. Head up. Head up. Put them in the car, run the head up. Get the lock that money in now.
He's scared to
put them in the car and lock it, run the ass head the fuck up. I'll fuck your world up.
Motor to motor, okay, Bobby.
I ain't no motor to nothing. You come to win.
If we come to win,
so I'm just going with the Joe and Mr. Albert.
Bro,
yeah, you ain't saying you put the man in the car.
Listen,
you just said you put the man in the car. Put him in the car.
Listen, I'm gonna say something sweet.
Put him in the car.
Listen, I'm gonna say something you really don't like. I'm gonna let you move for that same money you racing CJ for. I'm gonna drive and I'm gonna let you.
Cliff, you ain't talking slick. You just said you had three races. You
I
want to lock Hawking, but now you want to lock me in.
I didn't say three. I didn't say three.
Put the man in the car and we can run.
Boom. We
can run for
two.
Your much, Cliff. We can run for your much. Put that man in the car and we can run for your much.
Marcus, we're going to lock him in for 200. We'll see what happens that day. You like that?
200.
No saying?
Wait, man. For 300. What the fuck is the difference?
I told
like
them
told
to call
me,
themselves.
Mind your business. Like you told me, said, mind your business.
Mind your business. You ain't got enough money for that. Did you tell somebody that they keep counting my money?
Listen, I got 300.
Did you spread the word
what
to somebody?
Is that?
Did you tell somebody to keep counting my money? Stop.
That's recording. What's headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, you got headphones now.
Go ahead, Mr. Albert and Joe. He ain't doing that.
Somebody
always trying to show
hell out of here.
Okay.
Stop lying.
Well,
everybody
you got to be there.
You
got to be there. You got to be there. You got to be there. We all locked.
You find those easy that come out this weekend?
Oh, Steph, your phone ain't on mute, Steph.
I know.
Hey, Steph. All right.
I know.
You said the wrong thing.
I'm a lot of motherfucking noise.
Yeah,
right.
Somebody better call.
Yeah. Well, I know who over there, man. I know who over there is the boss.
Hey, you know who runs shit over here, Joe.
We know who wear the big panties over there.
OG Bobby.
That man gonna have a knot on his head tomorrow.
I went right to them pants.
Yeah, go downstairs.
CJ.
Now go do some dishes. Hurry up, do the dishes.
I ain't doing no damn dishes.
All right, well, sort the laundry then. Do something.
Yo, Duke, you better yeah,
boy,
out.
Oh, good gracious. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Marcus. It was awfully fucking civil last week.
Hey, Kevin, I'm just trying to.
I know what you tried. And last week
long,
was... Last week we double teamed Antoine. They triple teamed him, and Antoine, he tried to hold up. I said, when Marcus gets back, it's gonna be fire.
He must say he don't have. Hey,
it
must
be
too many bad motherfuckers on
him.
God damn it, I ain't hear about it.
No, he won't
tell you.
Oh, either he got beat in a coma, one
or
two.
Oh yeah. You couldn't hear when the man was in a coma.
Hey, Kevin Hunt, I gotta give him credit. Listen, Antoine took it all back. He took it all. I gotta give him credit. Yes, he did. He took it all. I'm gonna take it all when I put your ass in the trick bag. Money man mystery. All I'm gonna say is laugh now, cry later. That's why I just let y'all fall in my trap. I'm a good thing. Listen,
can I repeat y'all? Can I repeat the quote of the day? I let me whoop your ass and I'll give you $500 to take your girl out for a birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Fat Albert,
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert, listen. Yeah. Listen. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this clear. OG Bobby better be careful because she may be there. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh. Who got locked in last week? Antoine, who did try to lock in?
See, what happened was OG Bobby wants ODB to be there next week. You know what I mean? That's Tierra's birthday that Tuesday, so I said, I'm not bringing it. You know, I'm not bringing the truck. But, you know, he made that comment after I beat your ass, I give you $500 to go take her out to eat. So, I don't know. That's kind of a check that I know he ain't going to be able to write. So, I think I'm going to go ahead. I might have to cash that check. I might.
Hey, hold up. $500, goddamn, he need more than that. Goddamn, telling you live less luxury, motherfucker. You don't eat nothing. What the fuck are you talking about?
But it's all,
but
listen,
it amazes
that's
me,
why I tell him.
You know, it amazes me that motherfuckers only want to race a motherfucker when they know the car ain't got no oil pressure. But as soon as the car get oil pressure, they fucking dodge. It amazes me. Where they do that shit at, man? No.
Well, Bobby said last week, and because I asked, because I did ask about Bigfoot. I did ask because I was going to try to lock him in for it. He said he's not interested. He wants strictly your car and my truck. I said, okay, cool. I said, are you sure that's what you want? I said, okay, and I told him right on the phone. Everybody here can vouch for what I said. I said, when we come back,
you
not duck.
Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you. Let's go ahead with it.
Listen, Bobby, listen, Marcus, as long as you say you'll give it a shot, I'm going to lock my money in. I'm going to put Marcus in my goddamn going car that day. Lock this couple of $100 in. Let's get it,
Cliff.
Man.
Cliff.
Yeah?
Cliff, listen, the man wouldn't even bet me $100 on a race that he just locked in. What the fuck you think he really going to do, man?
Well, he got to do something that day unless he's going to leave his car home that day because I ain't finished.
Oh, shit. Hey, we can change Cliffy's name to Mr. Gangster. That's what we call Cliff, Mr. Gangster. Good God.
Man. OG Bobby is a nobody.
More like a wanker.
That's what he is.
And Silverhawk, whatever car you got, it'll be there. You locked in, too.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go. Kevin Hunt, hush up. Kevin Hunt, hush up.
The players is locked in already.
I'm going to say nay a word to this shit here.
The board is locked. The board is locked.
Cliff, lock in, Cliff.
Bruh, you already
locked in. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah.
Lock in. Go.
Lock in. Yeah. Ask and you shall receive.
Let's get it. No, man, we're not going to start this shit. If you're going to drive that same car you're racing, Mike, after
you're
driving,
little
time
to drive. I'm going to drive.
Everybody keep quiet. We're going to get this shit right this time.
How much?
500,000.
Lock.
What?
Uh-oh.
No.
Lock. Leave it alone, Simon. Leave it alone, Simon. Lock it.
Now who's going to officiate this? You, Joe, or Fat Albert?
Fat Albert's going to get it right quick. Good, Fat Albert.
Joe, write it down for me. I'm driving.
Okay, now I'm gonna tell you how it's going, Silverhawk. I'm gonna race the same car that y'all raced Mike with Saturday at 5:30 in the lane. $100,000. You driving the car for the money, and I'm driving the car for the money. Lock it.
You coming nitrous?
I said lock it. I didn't ask you how you coming like it.
I'm coming in with
two cars. All you need to know is you driving and I'm driving. This is very simple, Silverhawk. It's very freaking simple.
Cliff.
You driving and I'm driving. It's very simple.
Cliff, I'm driving an all-motor car. If you come on motor, you can lock in. If you ain't coming in motor, and you got the black car.
But two cars would be down there. Two of my cars would be down there.
No, I'm not coming nitrous. I mean, I'm moving. No, I'm not. I'm not.
I know you ain't.
I'm not.
Now, you were coming nitrous, and I come with the black car. Now, lock that in. And I get in my black car, bro. You had the fuck up. And close your fucking hood. Yes, lock it in.
500,000, you got, lock it in. Fuck the dumb shit.
Lock.
Oh, shit.
So, y'all running nitrous and nitrous. Nitrous and nitrous, the black car versus Cliff car, heads up.
Now he got to say.
And both of y'all must drive. Both of y'all must drive.
Now he got to say.
He's coming with his hood clothes. I'm coming with my hood clothes. All right? I'm driving.
Nah, man, you're going to open them on this one.
What difference does it make? We coming nitrous.
Yeah, we're opening after the race. They open it after the race.
You open it to see what, though? They locked it close to the piece. What do you open it to see?
For real.
What do you want to see? We coming nitrous.
I'm betting $5.
Ain't nothing to
locked
see.
In.
You, listen, I bet you 10. I bet you 10 it won't either. I bet you 10. I'll raise you 5. I'll raise you 5.
Hey, Joe.
Silverhawk, you won. Silverhawk, you won. I'm a backup. Red Rock, you won. I'm a backup. You won.
Listen,
I ain't ashamed to say it. You won. But guess what? Guess what? Whatever I'm going to have is going to be there. I see you.
Started out like a gangster.
You know what?
Bobby spoke.
I'm gonna make this the final ass whooping of your life. Get your ass in that car, and we're gonna do it again.
No. See, this is where you messed up. You ain't gonna use that word, my life. Put it on your life.
No,
he's not gonna lock
your life.
He's not gonna lock you in, Bobby.
Put it on your life.
Stop it, Bobby. He's not locking you in. Stop.
You wasting your time.
Because I don't want to hear later on during the week, tell your man I lock his ass in. Stop sending messages, and you got people thinking I'm chasing after you.
Bobby, listen to me.
You want me to get him on the phone? Am I talking reasonable?
I'm trying to talk reasonable to you. If you want to race me at Galop, let's start this from the beginning. I will let your car move, the same race we had. Now lock in.
What? Lock. In, Cliff.
Lock in. Now, if you want to...
Lock
you
in, Cliff.
There you go. Say
you
want to
head up.
No, Bobby. You on motor?
Oh, my God.
I ain't asking what you on motor.
Bobby, I'm not going to sit next to you on nitrous. Y'all can laugh. Whoever could have more
you
than
you
want.
You shoot when you got a
listen,
lot of
listen,
job.
Bobby,
what
I ain't Bobby, I'm not asking a lot of questions. You got the same race for the same money.
Oh my God!
Are you trying to do the same race you did last year? That's what you're trying.
I'm not.
Listen, he won, Joe.
Move. I'm sorry.
I should get a spot.
Man, you're just a waste of time. I'm sorry to say something to you.
Then hang up. I'm listening.
I'm not hanging up. You came at me. I was talking to Marcus and Antoine.
All right. Well, Bobby, you told him. Bobby, you beat me. At the beginning of the show,
the man said he going to make it simple. Either you want to run him or not. Just say yes or no.
Yeah, that's it.
Bobby, just tell him yes or no.
Yeah, but the way we race it gotta be said.
No,
and after said, okay.
Okay, it's over. He said he don't want to race.
It's over with.
No problem. No problem.
I'll take that what you gave Bobby.
Who's that?
No nitrous. I'll take that. Cliffy.
Silverhawk, I told you won that one. I told you that already. I'm going to back up. I told you
that. The same car that going to race Mike Brown?
Man, stop being so hard. Listen, stop. Listen, stop being so hard.
I'll take the same thing. I'll take the same thing you gave Bobby last season.
Do all of you talking about mouths like that and don't know when to stop? Do all of y'all, is all of y'all like that?
Hey, Bobby.
Bro, when somebody tell you something, that's it, man. I mean,
hey, Bobby.
I already hit that rock.
What?
You're right.
I'm
with
that Albert. Scott Albert.
Yo.
This is your fault.
What I do?
Man, it ain't Albert's fault. He's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. And it ain't none of this Albert's fault. Now, Butcher, you had a question to ask earlier. What's your question, baby? What was your question?
Man, I forgot. It's been so long, I forgot.
Well, you know what? That's all right. But all y'all do know you got money from me, right? You, Butchie. All y'all got money from me that day. It's coming. Y'all got money from me.
Marcus, check your inbox, Marcus. Check your inbox, Marcus.
They coming at you again, OG.
Well.
Check your inbox.
Nah, not at all. My line's tied up. I can't make no other calls. So I'll send him something.
They coming at you again, Bobby, some other kind of way.
No. Ain't no Bobby. No. All I'm gonna tell you is this. When we run Bobby, just bet with him. That's all I'm asking. I ain't saying nothing else. But it's not towards Bobby. This is something totally different.
Silverhawk, I bet you and Bobby $200 each that Noble beat his ass.
Ooh, what you bet on your car against my car? What you bet on
that
your car against my car?
Bet.
Bet what? Who said bet?
Bet me. Bet me.
Bobby.
200.
Bet. $200. Bet. Bet.
I don't have a big gangster. It's just my man.
You just got for the place of the bet. You said you want it. What?
I'm gonna take it, but you gotta know how I'm taking it. The money's gonna be up to Joe before March. Get it to him.
Hey, Joe, I got a question. I got a question, Joe.
Once the money's up,
we might got another lock in. Is Swizzle coming?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything.
Out Swizzle coming. Tell him we got open. We got an open ass whooping for him all day Saturday.
Who is that,
You said what? You said what, Fat Albert? Swizzle.
Who you looking for? Who you looking for?
Swizzle.
Looking for Swizzle, he said.
Oh. Hey, Bobby, that's the inbox right there.
That wasn't the inbox.
I know.
That definitely wasn't it. Definitely wasn't it.
That's the inbox.
Listen, have y'all not North got? No, that definitely wasn't it. Oh, man.
All right. Anybody else ready to lock in anything else? Well, because I'm getting ready to hit this bed, man. I got to be up early in the morning. Anybody ready to hit something off? Anybody else want to do any call outs?
When I was your age, I used to work all day and party all night when I was your age.
Oh, Lord.
You know damn well, Fat Albert, you ain't nowhere near my age. You want to bet that? Fat Albert, you want to bet? I'm older than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you older than me,
Joe. I'm older than you. I'll bet you that.
Oh, Lord.
I got shoes over than Fat Albert in the closet.
Hey, Kevin.
I got pants over than Fat Albert.
Yeah, Fat Albert.
Who was the bear of the week today? Who's the bear of the day? Damn it.
Who?
Yeah.
I'm about to give it a silver fox today, Kevin. I'm about to give it a silver fox. He came on here and
didn't back down. And
didn't back down, so I got to give it to him tonight.
Yeah, he gets it. He gets it. He gets it. Yeah,
silver
he gets
fox.
You.
I don't know. It's hard to say now. CJ,
let's see. Well, you got brackets. You got the upper class bracket. You got Keenan and them.
let's test that theory. Silverhawk.
Yes, sir.
You want to run?
Uh-oh.
You can use your back half card, Nitrous. I'll run you.
Who this?
James.
James who?
Cornick.
He has a Monte Carlo, a red one.
I got a
Kevin,
Malibu.
Malibu,
I'm sorry.
Malibu.
Kevin, quiet, man.
He got a Malibu.
Mind your business, Chris.
Malibu. He know the Malibu with the white top on it. You know the
Malibu
with the white top
James.
On it.
Hey, James.
Yes?
Like Cliffy said, yes or no? No.
Straight to the point.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wait one motherfucking minute. I gotta say something. Y'all mean to tell me that I guess I'm the one with the biggest balls on this motherfucker? I took the slowest motherfucker and went towards James's ass. But when somebody just say ass James to lock in, y'all go duck your head back in the goddamn hole like a mouse. What the fuck is going on with this shit?
Yep, that's about it in a nutshell.
This motherfucker, he's about to be the king of up north.
Ooh, I'm James' biggest fan. What the hell y'all talking about? I'm James' biggest fan.
God, mama smell them funky ribs.
Hold up. I want to be like James. Who that guy that wanted to race Cliffy?
Which one?
Silver Dollar, what's his name, Silver Fox?
Silver Hawk.
Silver Hawk. Let's get something locked. Fuck it. For Galat.
I'm listening.
Shit. I'm coming with all steel, all glass Nova on Nitrous. 28s. Let's get busy. Streetcar. Hello?
I'm listening.
Hello?
Didn't you have a Malibu?
I don't have
Malibu,
sir. I got a Nova.
What color is it? Red, burgundy or something?
It's blue, sir.
I can't do that, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I respect it.
I'm the bear of the week. Shout out. I'm the fucking bear of the day. Of the night.
Hey, Marcus.
Down first. I shut it down first.
Okay, James. I'm going on me.
OG Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Hey. OG Bobby.
I'm listening.
Did I tell you that's where that inbox was coming in at? See what I was telling you?
Damn. Listen. I got a question for you, Silver. Well, fuck it. I'm going to ask you, would you be interested in a slow-ass truck when I come back? Maybe Galat? With either one of your cars?
You going to be down there? I'll be down there.
I want to hear a yes or no. Will you run me? I'm trying to see something.
What you trying to see?
My truck on property. If my truck on property, I'm going to see if you got heart. If my truck's on property, will you run me? You said no to everybody else. And I ran James. So I'm trying to see if you got a little heart. That's all. I'm trying to test the water.
Antoine, why the fuck did you tell him that, man? He going to say super
no.
No, hold on.
Hold on. I want to see something.
Hey, Marcus.
Huh?
Yeah, like you said.
Yeah, come on.
No.
I see?
That's all I want to hear. Okay. No, okay. That's all. I want to see. They just tell me a lot of these guys.
If you might have it there, you know, I'm sure OG waiting on you in the corner.
That's not a problem. That's nothing. That's something. Listen, man, that ain't nothing like eating a cheesesteak sub. That ain't nothing to me. I'm just trying to see his little heart.
He said he only wants two cars out of bad motherfuckers. He did that last week.
Hey, Fat Albert, what did I tell you last week? He's going to get all of it. Real simple, that's all. I just want to see what this guy's heart is. He come on here last week, you know, with a lot of estrogen, you know, getting on cliff and stuff. I'm just trying to see where his heart's at. So basically, I understand, you know what I mean? I see that he don't really have no heart, and he's going to take a gamble.
Right.
I got the slowest car.
Okay.
I got the slowest car on this motherfucker, to be honest, and I know I do.
Well,
I'm cool with that.
Antoine, truth be told, out of all these jokers that's being said that they got all this bear shit to them, I still got two locked in to their one. So they ain't really bringing the noise, man.
Okay.
Oh.
What the hell?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Fat Albert.
What the fuck that mean?
You just heard what this clown just said, Fat Albert.
Well, listen, my money's green like yours.
Listen to what this clown just said, Fat Albert.
Why you can't be the clown? Why you couldn't be the clown?
He locked in a little $200 pot, little $200 and want to raise for $1,000 or whatever. Man, he's a clown.
Listen, I bet you won't lock the car that I'm not locked in. I bet you won't do it. I bet you won't do it.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
I tell you
what I'm going to do for you, Cliff. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay you 2-1. All right? 2,000 to your 1,000. 2,000 to your 1,000 with your car against my white car, you give me the brakes. I'll bust your ass.
The
and
brakes.
I would try.
I'm not giving you nothing.
My small block.
I'm going to say it again. You're getting excited for nothing.
When you get excited for nothing, man. You can shoot yours.
Listen, bro, ain't no girl in front of you. You're getting excited for nothing, man. Calm down.
Oh, I got my wife right here in front of me.
Well, listen, I don't know nothing about that, but I'm just saying you're getting excited with this for nothing. I'm telling you, I'm not giving you nothing. Now, do you understand?
I'll run your head up.
I'll run you head up.
Wait, is that what he just said? And he's driving?
That's what he just said.
Yeah, I'm not there.
What the fuck? He don't listen?
No, I wasn't.
So he's saying he give you 2-1 odds. He'll come on motor. You can shoot. He drive, you drive. Get the fuck busy. He 2-1 odds.
Yeah. Listen, my bad. Lock it in.
Joe, we got one more. He only did it because Antoine put the...
Yep, I had to tell him. But
so what? Sometimes you got to coach somebody.
Don't let that money get away, Hawk.
Oh, he got to say lock.
I just said lock it in.
So now somebody race blocker, you know what I mean? I ain't no motherfucking race blocker. You sound like you is. No, hey Marcus,
that's his man. That's Silver Hawk, man. They on the same thing. Listen, for all these mysterious motherfuckers
on the phone, y'all should introduce yourself, man. Too many mysterious.
Yeah, I don't know these motherfuckers.
Phone, yeah, you don't know Lil Simon. That's Lil Simon. Lil Simon, Hot Ride.
Why Lil Simon Hot Ride ain't speak up when I jumped on this man ass? Talk to me.
He just came on.
Well, he's on. Okay, so he on now. Okay, ho, wait. He on now. Little Simon, or whatever they call you. God damn it. Will you let your man go on out there with me.
What's that name? Doors already open.
What's that name?
Huh?
What's their name?
Bamo Crew. Bamo Crew.
That's Marcus. Okay. Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you say you racing my man. What kind of car you got?
No. Oh, I didn't say your man was racing anything. I said I'm trying to race your man, and your man backed down. Why didn't you speak up a while ago? Now you on cliff ass because you just came in on the show. So I want you to speak up for your man. Say, tell your man lock me in.
He didn't hear that conversation. He just came in.
He was talking. That's why.
No, he just not came in when I came in on cliff. He wasn't in when you
okay.
came in. He just called me.
Okay,
I want
to talk to Little Sammy.
All right. You have a nice car, right? Antoine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus. You have a nice car, right?
Correct.
Yes.
We don't have no nice.
Oh,
okay.
he just said, well, who don't have a nice car? Because I could have sworn he just said he's bringing two cars down to Galat to Cliffy.
He did.
He just said a bad cap car on gas. And we don't give a fuck about no bad cap car.
Another thing, he trying to race Cliffy and Cliffy on gas. He trying to race Cliffy and Cliff on gas, and he told Cliff can spray. So, goddamn it, which way is it? Is it tomato or tomato?
Hold on.
Tomato.
I told Cliff he should shoot his shit, and I'm going to run that my car on motor.
Hey, Hulk.
All right, so what's the difference? So what's the difference of running me?
We will run you.
I mean, I'm trying to figure it out.
I just said we will run you.
Lock in.
Well, let's lock it in then.
Okay.
We got to see the car.
Huh?
Now, what kind of car you got? I'm just
it's a Nova. It's a blue
Nova. Man, what time?
All
listen,
glass.
I done said this shit over and over. What kind of car y'all got?
We got a couple of cars.
You just said, he just said a while ago, he got a back half Nova on spray. Come on, man. Let's be real.
No, he said a back half Mustang.
Mustang on spray. I tell you what, send a picture to Joe Gray. Let's get it fucked locked in.
Antoine, they're not going to run me because OG Bobby sitting there goddamn patting him on his ass, telling him don't do it. Well, I'm going on mute, man.
So hold up. So you mean to tell me they should have been telling me that I'm accusingly of sending you messages of who to lock in, but OG Bobby sent him message not to run the blue car.
Correct.
Boy, good God almighty.
You said a blue car. I don't even know what
it's
kind
a blue
of,
Nova. It's
car
a
that
it's
is.
A blue it's a blue Nova it's a street it's a true street car.
Stock suspension.
Yes.
Man, listen. Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen to me, man. You got too many questions. You answered too many questions, dog, and you ain't telling me nothing about what y'all got.
I'm going to tell you what we got.
You tell me what y'all got,
and I'm going to go ahead and get it locked the fuck in. I don't care. Let's go.
We got a back half Mustang big block on gas.
Okay, is it all steel, all glass? Is it fucking fiberglass body? What is it?
Oh yeah, it's fiberglass.
It got a fiberglass nose on it.
Okay, so you got a race car.
So
I tell you what.
Here you go, Ben.
Hold on. We're talking about that Nova, that back half Nova that you was just talking about.
I don't have a back half Nova.
Oh, okay.
It's not back half. I don't have a
this
back half Nova. You already,
tough, man,
you
y'all
already,
keep different cars.
Listen to me. You already outcar me already with the fiberglass and all that shit with a Mustang. But I tell you what, when you come off the trailer?
No sir.
Yeah, I come off the trailer.
Hold up, man. Why somebody just? What you hold up? Who am I talking? How many of y'all saying yes and no? How many is y'all? Is it twins?
It's 100 of them motherfuckers, man. I'm telling you now.
It's kind of like these twins on this motherfucker. One saying no, one saying yes.
How are these motherfuckers on the phone?
Hey, Clint, mind your business, Clint. You won't
This is my business. This is my business.
It ain't your business.
We've got to stick together.
One saying no and the other saying yes. I mean, which one is it? We're playing.
See, everybody can't talk at one time. I want to get to that motherfucking Nova that you was just now talking about.
Okay, we talking about it. Come off the trailer. He just told you, would you come off the trailer?
We will come off the trailer. There's a Nova
okay.
Who is this?
Conventional. This is Hot Rod.
Hold up. Who is this?
Hot Rod. Lil Simon.
Hot Rod.
Lil Simon.
Hot Rod. That's Little Simon, Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, I tell you what, you come up the trailer, we'll take the fucking back tire in the clear. Let's get it.
Hey. He didn't do that.
Huh?
He didn't do that. He's not
going to
do that.
You said
you a escape. You said what you would take, I'm saying you a take.
Yeah.
I ain't giving up nothing. Yeah. Head the fuck up. His head's up.
Okay. All right, well.
I get what you're saying now. So basically, you got class race mentality. I got it.
Yeah, he got
understand.
Class. He got
you,
class.
You already out-carded us. Well, you know what I mean? What you mean saying? We'll take a look. We ask for a little bit of justice.
We got a stock suspension car.
Big driver fucking stock suspension. You just said it was back ass, sir.
But your man just said you only bring in two cars. That Mustang. But listen to the stand up. He just. I caught you right there. Your man. But you just said you only bring in two cars to Cliff.
This is losing battle with these guys.
That's too Cliff. I have more than two cars. That's too Cliff.
This is losing battle with
these guys. Everybody on this phone got more than one car, man. But these guys. They're full of shit. I'm going to say a simple term.
I see Cliff. I don't even know him, but guess what? I see. They definitely
that's
full of shit.
Go straight to their bunker. When they bring them little piece of shit,
I ain't got Facebook.
Hey, Marcus. The Sheik just sent you a message, Marcus. The Sheik just sent you a message.
Marcus, y'all ain't going to do a goddamn thing. Y'all just now saying about that Nova. Y'all wanted to run the back-end Mustang.
I've been saying the same thing about that Nova. I said it when I was over here last week. What are you talking about? Marcus, check your inbox. The Sheik sent you a message. What are you talking about? I talked about the same car.
Hold on. Who is it? What's the name, Little Story?
Little Simon.
That's what
they call him. Burnt White.
All right. I tell you what. You come up the trailer Saturday, right?
Nah, I don't think I'm going to come up the trailer Saturday.
Well, you just said you would come up the trailer. Which one is it?
I know y'all talking about racing in Galant, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you talking about Saturday?
It's a Friday and Saturday event. What the hell wrote this dude, man?
Yeah, we come
God,
up.
Yeah, you really don't want to know. You really don't want to know.
What's wrong with this guy?
You really don't
want to
know. I'm trying to
tell you. Hey, Mark, the sheik.
Hey. Hold up. Wait a minute. This man, no, it's a 2-day event, and he just confirmed that we talk about Goliath. Come on, man. Little Thomas, stop it. Little Thomas, come on, let's get it.
Yo, Little Thomas. Little Thomas, come on. Come on, Burnt Wire.
Man, listen, at least let me just see the car. Let me see the car. I mean, you know what I got. Let me at least see the car. And if you come off the trailer, we're going to go ahead and do something. We're going to do 5 or 1,500 or better off the trailer, head the fuck up, end the lanes,
man,
race
mother,
ready.
Well,
bye.
Hold on.
I'm
going to get off the turnpike. How about that?
Anyway.
You talking about coming off the trailer? He ain't going to come off the turnpike.
Oh, shit. Oh,
damn.
He ain't going to come up. He ain't none of them going to come off the turnpike. Bobby will. The rest of them joke will.
Cliff, you don't know me like that. You're talking about that.
I want to talk to Lil Stewart. I mean, yeah. Let me talk to Lil Tommy. Come on, Tommy. Let's get it. Up, you cut that man line off. See what I mean?
No, sir. No, sir. I have not touched anything. No, sir.
Where did God go? Where
what
he
happened
go?
To him? Silver chicken. I mean, Hulk, Falcon, what is
Silver Star. Silver Star.